Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome into Classic Park in Eastlake, Ohio. It is the 3rd of July. It is day number 6 in a 6-game series. The Lansing Lugnuts at the Lake County Captains. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. I'm joined by Adam Jaxa. It's time for Sunday Night Baseball because Lake County has some fireworks after this one's conclusion.
Happy July 4th early eve to you, Jesse, and all the Lugnuts listeners today. What a great finish to Game 2 yesterday for the Nuts, and an opportunity to split the series today with some fireworks afterwards, and then no off day tomorrow. We just march right home and celebrate July 4th as it should be at Jackson Field.
We open up this game the same way that we open up the series. Jake Walkinshaw makes his second start for the Lugnuts.
Yeah, Jesse, I haven't got to see him yet. He was expected to start with the Nuts at the beginning of the year, went down on the IL, and has just come back. And he did pretty well. 3 innings, 3 strikeouts, no runs, gave up a few hits, but that was it. And the Lugnuts could utilize another good start. That's been the key to their success this week. Get a good start, get some early runs, and get a victory. Hopefully they can do that again today against Tommy Mace.
Well, let's talk about Tommy Mace, the man with the greatest 1980s rock star name in the Midwest League. 6'6", out of the University of Florida, but he's gotten beaten up a bit this year. Did not make it out of the first inning the first time that he saw the Lugnuts. Great Lakes has knocked him around. Great Lakes has done it twice. And the last time out, the Dayton Dragons knocked him up for 4 runs on 7 hits and 2 home runs in 4 innings. So what does Mace bring today?
Yeah, you break down his lines. His opening start against Lansing back on April 10th, they were able to get to him. But since then, it really has only been Great Lakes and Dayton that have put up some good numbers. And coincidentally, those are the two teams that won the Eastern Division first 2 places in the first half. So I think the keys for the Lugnuts, Jesse, get out in front and get some early runs. They seem to play with a lot more confidence when they get a lead, whether it's 1-0 or they can have a multi-run half inning like they had the 3-run second yesterday with Matt Cross. Get some early runs and make Tommy Mace feel uncomfortable.
Lineups are with Adam coming up next. This is Lugnuts pregame.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
I wish everyone would just go away.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry about me.
Mind your own business. I hate my life.
She'll see when I'm gone.
Suicide could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Lake County has taken the field. We are just about set for our national anthem. And with that, we go down to the field at this time.
Please welcome Dana Fleming to lead us in the singing of our national anthem.
Beautifully done as we get you ready for July 4th weekend baseball on July 4th early evening eve here from Lake County. Classic Park in East Lake, Ohio. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with you. The Lugnuts completing their six-game series against the Captains. Let's quickly run you through the starting lineups. Lansing 27-47. Drew Swift leads off as the DH. Lawrence Butler in center field batting second. Jared McDonald is catching, hitting third. Jack Winkler at shortstop, batting cleanup. Kevin Richards in right field, batting fifth. Patrick McCall in left field, batting sixth. Aribe Alanjale swings seventh and plays second base. Matt Cross at first, hitting eighth. And Joshuan Wright rounds out the order at third base. For the Captains, Angel Martinez leads off at short. Joe Naranjo is at first base, batting second. Alex Freeplanes in right field, hitting third. Petey Halpin batting cleanup again in center field. Gabriel Rodriguez at third, batting fifth. Aaron Bracho hits sixth and plays second base. Connor Cox in left field, swinging seventh. Zach Fascia, the catcher, batting eighth. And Corey Holland, the DH, rounds out the order. It'll be Jake Walkinshaw, the right-hander for the Nuts, against the righty for the Captains, Tommy Mace. And with the call of the game for the series finale, here's the voice of the Nuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Adam Jackson, thank you so much. Nathan Diedrich is our home plate umpire. Our bases umpire is Brian Miller. As Mace goes through his warm-up tosses, and the outfield for Lake County, Connor Cox in left, Petey Halpin in center, and Alex Freeplanes in right. Around the infield, Joe Naranjo at first, Aaron Bracho at second, at shortstop, Angel Martinez, and Gabriel Rodriguez at third base. And the catcher, Zach Fascia, catching his very first game of the series in the series finale. They've got a great setup here that the grounds crew did. The red, white, and blue stripes that are arcing around the home plate circle. And then the batter's box, left-hand batter's box, has stripes. Catcher's box has stripes. The right-hand batter's box, stars. Drew Swift to lead off, Lawrence Butler, Jared McDonald to follow. Adam, do you have a spotlight Lugnut to watch?
I want to go with Drew Swift, Jesse, to lead off. He's had some good swings in this series, hasn't been able to get down as many hits as he'd like, but let's go with the leadoff man, Swift.
Lake County is wearing special caps and special jersey shirts. American flag in the background on the jersey front with the Lake County Captain's Captain Head logo on the front, and then fireworks exploding on the back. 5:15 p.m. First offering to Swift is popped up in the infield, right side. First baseman Naranjo toward his line in a foul ground with the catch. We are underway without number one.
And that'll bring up Lawrence Butler. Good to get Lawrence back in the starting lineup after he did not play in either game of yesterday's doubleheader. And to go back 2 days ago, or 3 days ago, he left early. Left-handed batter, righty throws. Butler takes a ball down low. Currently here in East Lake, Ohio, Adam, I see that it's about 79 degrees. I would call that very pleasant. Little bit of a breeze. Right-hander kicks and deals. The breaking ball hooks across, and there's a called strike.
And you look up, Jesse, all blue skies. Beautiful early evening for some baseball here in East Lake, Ohio.
Just the wisps of the stratus clouds off in the distance. Butler swings and misses the off-speed away, and the count goes to 1-2. Lawrence Butler's hitting .244 with 7 home runs this year for the Nuts. Mace nods yes, has the sign, kicks, fires. Up high, did not chase a high fastball. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Butler, no score. 1 out, nobody on in the first inning. Third baseman Rodriguez shaded into the shortstop hole. Shortstop Martinez is up the middle. Break even. Swing and a miss, got him with a high fastball. 2 away, first strikeout for Mace.
Now Butler's come on a lot this year. He's got the most walks on the team, but he also leads them in strikeouts, something he's continually trying to work out and just chase the fastball up and out there.
So it brings up Jared McDonald. Number 3 hitter in the order and the catcher here today. And Tommy May says, I don't want this baseball. Give me a new one. That's a new one is checked out there by Fascia. Adam, I'm happy to see so far they have not obliterated the grounds crew's designs in the batter's boxes. Here's the first pitch. Up high. Check swing. Did he go? No on appeal. 1 ball, no strikes.
You knew the left side of the box would stand a chance. Only a couple lefties in the lineup today for the Lugnuts.
Righty, righty here. 2 outs, nobody on, no score. Mace's pitch up high. 2 balls and no strikes. Jared McDonald a couple of games ago. Go back to Thursday when he hit home runs in each of his first 3 at-bats and knocked in 7. Mace to the plate. Up and inside. 3 balls and no strikes.
Yeah, let's keep the threes going. You know, he's got 3 balls, no strikes, batting 3rd in the order today. Just follows him everywhere he goes, that number 3.
Well, number 44, Tommy Mace with the 4th pitch here. Fastball at the letters for a called strike. Outfield is deep. Center fielder Halpin shaded to right center. The pitch to McDonald. Breaking ball wide. He takes ball 4. 5-pitch walk, and McDonald becomes the first base runner of the ball game.
That's a good job by Jared. Didn't get enticed by that breaking ball outside. See if the Lugnuts, they did this earlier in the series where they got a man on with a couple outs, and it was Jared McDonald that supplied the 2-run homer in the first.
And now he looks to Jack Winkler to drive him in. Winkler the batter, righty against righty. May sets, kicks, throws. Strike one called on the fastball inside corner. Winkler's playing shortstop here today. Arribil Angeles moving over to second base. And Drew Swift is DHing. Mace delivers an 0-1. Up high and inside. Jack Winkler batting .229. Although, go back to last night, game 2 of the doubleheader. He had 2 hits, a single and a double. Here's the pitch. That's at the letters, and a called strike 2. Winkler didn't like it.
Let's go, Captain.
McDonald steps away from first base, held on by Naranjo. No score in the first. Third baseman Rodriguez hugs his line. Mace to Winkler. A 1-2 pitch. Very, very high. Ball 2.
It's got to make Jack feel good, Jesse, the amount of confidence that the coaching staff clearly has in Winkler, batting him cleanup. And guys like this order that feature a Tyler Soderstrom or a Lawrence Butler or a Jared McDonald.
Mace's pitch popped up foul over our heads. Stays 2-2.
I know Tyler Soderstrom today for the Nuts, but Jack Winkler's batted fourth with Soderstrom in the lineup before, so they're clearly telling him and us, we believe this is the right guy to bat the top of the order in.
The 10th rounder last year from the University of San Francisco awaits on Tommy Mace. The Florida Gator throws. That's down and away. Good job by Fascia getting down on it to keep McDonald at first base. But it's gone to 3-2. This just after McDonald drew a walk from Mace. Mace was looking to have an easy time of it. First pitch out, Drew Swift fouling out to open up the game. Then the strikeout of Lawrence Butler. Winkler patient. McDonald runs, 3-2, outside. And that's back-to-back walks given out by Mace. So bring up Kevin Richards with McDonald to second and Winkler to first.
Ironic there. We see Lawrence Butler become the first strikeout by swinging out of the zone on strike three. Jared McDonald and Jack Winkler didn't swing at one pitch out of the zone, and they both earn walks. Really good at-bats from those two sitting in the 3 and 4 spots today.
With that, the catcher Fascia goes out to the mound to have a word with Tommy Mace. Zach Fascia's a pretty darn big catcher. He's listed at 6'1 on the roster. He's not that much shorter than the 6'6 Mace as they're talking to each other on the front side, the landing area to the front of the mound. And now Fascia back to home plate. Zach Fascia, the native Canadian out of Brampton, Ontario, former Purdue Boilermaker. Back to home, puts down the signals as Kevin Richards bats from the right side. Lugnuts look for the game's first runs. 2-1, 2 out, no score. First pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Richards was 3 for his first 4 with the Lugnuts with a single, a double, and a homer. But Adam, since then, he is 0 for 17. Can he break the slump right now? And a 1, swing and a miss, strike 2.
He had a good swing yesterday out to left field, but it just didn't get down. A good catch on the run from Corey Holland, so hopefully he can find something here and put the nuts in front.
A 2-strike offering from Tommy Mace on its way. Outside, 1 ball and 2 strikes on Kevin Richards. Richards earlier this year hit .269 for Stockton. 9 doubles, a triple, and 8 home runs to earn this call-up up to Lansing. And so here he is waiting. Mace is 1-2, fouled back to the screen. It was an emergency call-up when Lázaro Armenteros was injured. Richards, age 22, from La Romana, Dominican Republic, with a lot of power and speed. At second base, Jared McDonald. At first base, Jack Winkler. There are 2 outs. The set, the pitch, breaking ball, fouled off over the netting and over our heads. Keep on trying, Tommy Mace. Mace now up around 23 pitches. Kicks, throws, and there's a swing and a miss. And Richards is gone. The Lugnuts are retired in the top of the first inning. Mace in the end strikes out 2, walks 2, strands 2. And so as we go to the bottom of the first, Lugnuts nothing. And now Lake County is coming up against Jake Walkinshaw when we return.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, outerwear, new stuff arriving every week, so stop on by and check out the great nuts and bolts selection.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts drew a pair of base on balls in the top of the first inning from Tommy Mace, but could not score. And now to the bottom of the first inning, Angel Martinez, Joe Naranjo, and Alexi Planez are coming up. The Lugs defense, Pat McCullough in left, and center Lawrence Butler, and in right field, Kevin Richards. Matt Cross is at first, Aribiel Anales is at second. Jack Winkler, the shortstop, Josh Wainwright is at third, and the catcher, Jared McDonald. Jake Walkinshaw's first pitch explodes across the outside corner. Strike called. Switch hitting on, Angel Martinez bats left. The windup, the pitch. Strike two called on the inside corner. Back-to-back fastballs to the shortstop, Martinez, batting 274 this year. He has a couple of home runs against the Lugnuts. He swings and lifts one, drifting down the left side. Pat McCullough into the corner with the catch. Three pitches and one out.
All right, Jake Walkinshaw, Jesse, 6'3", 205, 25-year-old from Southern New Hampshire University. It was the 36th round selection in 2019. Fastball, slider, changeup. This is his second outing. First one came in the first game of this series back on Tuesday, where he went three innings, gave up no runs, no hits, and had three strikeouts.
He faces the left-handed hitting first baseman, Joe Naranjo. The pitch missed a little up, ball one, aimed for the outside corner. Naranjo's hitting 231 through 65 games. Oh, they brought the drum for a big game. 1-0. Strike called on the outer edge. Cleveland baseball tradition. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him. One ball, two strikes on Naranjo.
Where are we at, the Jake?
That's right. Joe Naranjo, 12 home runs this year. Walkinshaw shakes off a sign, nods yes, winds, throws. There's his first slider, but it's down and in. Two balls and two strikes. And that slider, his first time on the mound, Adam, was devastating. Threw it in the zone, threw it out of the zone. Brings the 2-2. Swinging a ground ball right side and through. Base hit between Angeles and Cross in a right field. Scooped up by Richards. He gets it into second. It's a one-out single for Joe Naranjo.
All right, Jesse, call it now. Are they going to be committed, go all nine innings with the drum? This is the first time since I've come to Classic Park I've heard it. I don't know if you've heard it here before.
Yes, I have.
Really?
And I heard it on Pacific Islander Heritage Night.
Okay.
They brought the drum, and it was awesome. Alexi Planez is the batter, and he takes a ball inside. The answer apparently is no.
One batter?
There was no drumming there. You'd figure Lake County might have a threat here, one-on-one out, no score, righty-to-righty. Planez riding a 15-game hitting streak. The pitch, it takes off the outside corner, and it's 2-0.
I mean, you drum for one batter, they get a base hit, and then goodbye.
The drummer said, my work here is done. 2-0. Walkinshaw sets, throws. Hit up in the air, out to right field. Second baseman Angeles out. Right fielder Richards down the line. He's got the catch. Planez is out. Back to first Naranjo. Two away. I suspect that we're going to hear that drum for big moments over the course of this game. Petey Halpin's the next batter. A left-handed hitting cleanup hitter, the center fielder for these captains. Halpin comes in hitting 227. Slow clap started by the crowd. No need for the drum. Here's the pitch. Starts him off with a called strike across the inside corner. Adam, just about the high draft picks on this position player roster for Lake County. So here's Petey Halpin, a third rounder from the 2020 draft. There's more. The pitch. That's above the letters. 1-1. Joe Naranjo, the runner at first base, a third rounder from the prior draft, the 2019 draft. 2 years before that, Jonathan Rodriguez, a third rounder from the 2017 draft. He's not in the starting lineup. The second rounder from the 2017 draft is also here. Called strike in the inside corner. Count now is 1-2. That's Quentin Holmes. He's not in the starting lineup, unfortunately, today. The 2020 draft, fourth rounder, Milan Tolentino. He's not in the starting lineup today. Fourth rounder, 2019, Christian Cairo. He's on the IL. Spin, pick off the over. No tag applied. So all of these high draft choices, potential for Lake County. But they're giving a lot of days off all up and down through that order. And there's the pressure on Petey Halpin, hitting fourth. No score, two outs. 1-2. Down and in. Catcher McDonald came up ready to fire. Instead, Naranjo dove back into first base, and the ball goes right back to the pitcher. You would say, in a snapshot, looking at the roster, all right, this team should be what the Cleveland Guardians should be in the future, but you and I, in watching them, their fortunes have seesawed. 2-2. Bounced foul at home plate. Let's take Petey Halpin. We've seen some really good swings from Halpin. Overall, though, for the year, there's been a lot of down moments. He's hitting just .227. I would not be surprised if Halpin finished the rest of the year in Lake County and maybe even started next year with the Caps.
Yeah, there's been moments. It's very similar to the Nuts. There's been moments, but not that consistency you're looking for.
Walkinshaw's 2-2 to try to strand Naranjo. Ground ball backhanded by first baseman Cross and right to his bag. Out number three, inning over. The ball was stung. Matt Cross was ready to his right. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left at first base. A scoreless first inning. Let's go to the second from Lake County. Lake County and Lansing, all bagels.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Patrick McCall will get things going for the Nuts. Opening up the second inning, no score. McCall on a lace cross against righty Tommy Mace. Mace throws. McCall grounds the first pitch foul to the right side. Two guys who could look each other in the eye. 6'6 Pat McCall, 6'6 Tommy Mace. McCall from Harvard, Mace from Florida, the Harvard of Gainesville. Here's the pitch. Fouled off to the netting, and the count no balls and two strikes. I'm joined by Adam Jaxa, who attended the Harvard of Mount Pleasant.
I don't know if I've heard that one before.
Well, first time for everything. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. Here it is. McCall takes a very high fastball. 1-2.
I'm here next to Jesse, who attended the Ivy League version of Ithaca.
People would call that Cornell. McCall takes a ball skipping in. 2-2.
No. See, the alliteration works there. You got the double I, it fits. Don't question it.
Ithaca on the South Hill, Cornell on the East Hill in Ithaca, New York. And Adam, every time that it would snow in May or June, The joke was those Cornell mad scientists flicked the wrong switch again. McCall takes ball three inside.
You can't trust him.
Third baseman Rodriguez way off his line with the left-handed batter up there. Payoff pitch from base. That's ball four up high. He walked two in a scoreless first inning. He has walked the first batter of the second inning.
How good are these eyes today from the Nuts? I mean, they are not swinging at anything out of the zone. Really good at bats from McDonald, Winkler, and McCall. McCall gets behind 0-2. He struck out a few different times on three pitches in this series and then just stays patient, didn't get his pitch, and gets aboard.
Hawkeye. Aribiel Anales now takes ball one upstairs. All right, we're right on Lake Erie. Adam, you are the bird expert in the broadcast booth. Mm. If I was trying to describe a hawk, right, the eye of the hawk for a batting eye right near the lake, what hawk? Anales smacks a line drive and a left field base hit. Connor Cox scoops it up. McCall into second base as Cox gets it into shortstop. A single for Anales. Two on and nobody out.
A specific hawk to the lake?
Yeah. Like, what's a good lake hawk? Rather than, let's say, a Seattle Seahawk.
Oh, probably like a red-tailed hawk would be out there.
They've got the eyes of a red-tailed hawk.
There you go.
Matt Cross, the number eight batter in the order, digs in from the right side.
Hey, Aribiel Anales, stay hot, my guy.
Yeah, right? 2-1 on out, no score. First pitch, taking ball one outside. This has the feel of Lake County expecting a sacrifice, doesn't it? Middle infielders are looking to turn two. Third baseman Rodriguez was creeping in. Lugnuts have not dropped down a sacrifice all year. Righty. Mace looks at second, kicks, throws. Now that's fouled off under the screen. One ball and one strike. Let's go back on Matt Cross. Bottom of the first inning, Lake County had a runner on. There was two outs. Petey Halpin at the plate, who had been a thorn in the Lugnut side. And he smoked one on the ground right side. And Cross made a great backhand stop and took it to the bag himself to end the inning. More good D. The pitch. Outside. Ball two.
Only his sixth time playing first base this year, Jesse. But you and I have talked about it. He may be the best defensive first baseman the Lugnuts have this year. He is really skilled at first base on the defensive side.
May steals. That's down low. Off speed blocked by catcher Fascia. Three balls and one strike on Cross, who, oh, by the way, he won game two of last night's doubleheader. The Lugnuts beat the Captains 4-2, and Matt Cross knocked in all four runs. A three-run homer his first time up. Situation just like this. Two runners on. Top of the second, Cross at home plate, and then a sack fly later in the game. A 3-1 pitch here from Mace. He swings and grounds it sharply toward short. Martinez has it. Underhands Brancho one over to first. It's two. A double play. So Matt Cross now grounds it into the 6-4-3. Pat McCall over to third base with two outs.
That's just tough luck there. Pretty good contact. Did a nice job working the count to get the 3-1 hitter's pitch. He grooved it, but into the ground and right at the shortstop, Martinez, for an easy double play.
For Tommy Mace, that is the fourth double play ball that he has induced. And it brings up Josh Wainwright. No score. Runner at third. First pitch. Inside corner. Strike called. The native of Panama, standing 5'6" tall, crowding the plate from the right. The deal. Outside corner, strike two call. In the first inning, the Lugnuts got two on with two out. Kevin Richards stepped in and Mace immediately. Strike one, strike two. Eventually struck him out, and that ended the threat. Right, 3-for-9 in this series. The pitch. He swings and lines it. Right field, that is. Down for a base hit and off the glove of Planes. Right around first base, he hangs tight there. McCall is in to score. The Lugnuts lead 1-0 on an Oppo RBI single by Josh Wainwright.
How many times has Planez taken away that line shot the opposite way? Ask the man coming up to the plate right now, Drew Swift. He got robbed a couple of times on Thursday. That one just gets down in front of him. Great swing with a 2-strike count by Josh Wainwright to deliver the game's first run.
Wright's 7th RBI of the year. First pitch to Drew Swift, right-hander to right-hander. Shows bunt, pulls back, and takes a called strike. Swift fouled out to the first baseman, Naranjo, on the first pitch of this game. So this second plate appearance will go longer. Slightly opens up his stance, bat waving up and down over his right shoulder. Mace holds, spins and fires to first, no tag for right. A late tag by Naranjo just as Josh Wan was standing up. Safe, by the way, an easy call for the bases umpire Miller. So it's gone walk, single, double play ball, RBI single. And a one pitch for Swift, DHing today, on its way. The breaking ball hooks in for a called strike two. Swift watched that all the way into the catcher Fascia's mitt. Drew Swift has been hitting the ball squarely. And Adam, as you mentioned, he's had base hits taken away from him. Swings and fouls off the 0-2, pushing it on the ground down the right side. Hops it right into the camera well. It was like somebody attached string to the baseball and jerked it up in the air and then down. On deck, Lawrence Butler. Second time around through the order for Tommy Mace. Mace again fires to first base. Right again, safely back in, hands first. Josh Wan is 2-for-2 with steals. Adam, he'll go, but I don't really associate Josh Wan right as a very ambitious sort of base runner. 0-2. There he goes. Swift bounces it right side and right through. A base hit. There goes right for third base. Scooped up by Planez rushing in. He gets it into second. Sometimes there's a hit and run. Sometimes there's a run and hit. Right ran. Second baseman Bracho covered. And Drew Swift pushed it right through the open right side. The Lugnuts have runners at first and third.
And Drew Swift saying, thank you so much, Josh Wan Wright. That was going to be an easy bouncer right to Bracho. But he, as you mentioned, Jesse, left for second to go cover. Ball went right through the hole. They're at the corners now as the Nuts continue to try with this two-out rally in the second.
Lawrence Butler is 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Left-handed batter, first pitch. He swings and yanks it high and deep down the right side. Into the corner. It's gone! Lawrence Butler lashes a three-run homer. The Lugnuts lead 4-0.
You miss having Lawrence Butler in your lineup. He'd been out the last couple of days, and Lawrence comes through in a big way. And this two-out rally continuing. Nuts get aggressive, and it's paid off so far in the second.
I don't know about you. I didn't even feel like he hit it all that well. He just leaned in on a first-pitch breaking ball from Mace, and then he brought his hands through, and he whipped it out. Butler's eighth home run this year.
And you were just hoping that one stayed fair down the line, and it just crept over the wall.
Jared McDonald swings and misses the first pitch, strike one. That's a classic park home run. In Lansing, Michigan, that ball just glances right off the wall and stays in play. Four runs second, a one pitch. Breaking ball down the middle, strike two called to McDonald, who walked his first time. All of this with two outs. Tommy Mace throws. McDonald goes down swinging. Weak wave on the off-speed down and away. That ends the top of the second. But the Lugnuts score four. An RBI single by Josh Wan Wright. A three-run homer by Lawrence Butler. To the bottom of the second inning, the Lugnuts four, the Captains nothing.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go Nuts!
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Capped by a Lawrence Butler three-run homer, the Lugnuts touched off four in the top half of the second. Now to the bottom half, Jake Walkinshaw with a 4-0 lead to his back. The right-hander from Seymour, Connecticut, takes on Rodriguez, Bracho, and Cox, 5-6-7 for Lake County. Let's it fly to Gabriel Rodriguez. Front door slider, strike one called. Right-hander against right-hander. Walkinshaw in the first inning pitched around a one-out single by Joe Naranjo. Let's it fly. Just below the knees, one ball and one strike. Gabriel Rodriguez is hitting .269 through 53 games with six homers. A lot of power. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip hung on to by McDonald. Strike two. Very awkward on that off speed. No strikeouts yet for Walkinshaw, but you watch out. He can pile them up in a hurry with his slider. He deals. Fastball bounced over Walkinshaw. In comes second baseman Anjelez to glove. Throw to first. Got him. Easy. Walk in the park for Eurybiel Anjelez. One down. Now Aaron Bracho. The switch hitting Bracho bats left. He's hitting just .146 this year. 18 for 123. But seven of his 18 hits are extra base hits. Walkinshaw's pitch. Fastball is lifted out to deep left field. Back goes McCall in front of the track to make the catch. And that ball ran out of legs at the last second as the crowd was rising up with hope. There's two outs.
Bummer there. They got so excited.
Yeah. Well, here's Connor Cox to see if he can, you know, help out their mood. Center fielder Butler shifts it from left center to right center. The pitch, a fastball smashed up the middle, a base hit into center field for Lawrence Butler to glove and send in, and a two-out single for Cox. All the crowd's spirits are lifted once more.
I see, that's no problem there. We'll trade the home run swing for the single.
And Jake Walkinshaw has now pitched in five innings this year, and he's allowed five singles. It's pretty funny. He's allowed a single at every single inning. Zach Fascia's the batter. Walkinshaw's not yet allowed a run. 4-0 Nuts, the pitch. A fastball for a strike at the knees on the outside corner. Fascia threw 13 games, 5 for 27 with 5 singles, no walks, and 9 strikeouts. Bare hands gripping the bat from the left side waiting. Here it comes. Foul the way to the left. Count is nothing and two. So now I dare say that Jake Walkinshaw and Jared McDonald have their pick of the litter. We go fastball, changeup, or slider against Fascia. At 0-2. He went fastball in on the hands, parried foul off into the crowd on the left. We stay, no balls and two strikes.
I don't want to jinx it here, Jesse, but one thing Mr. Walkinshaw doesn't do is walk batters. And you asked him about that in your pregame interview you did a couple of days ago, but no walks through his first five innings.
It's a huge lead at first base for Cox. Pick off the over tag, not in time. And that was the signal that probably came from the dugout. I'm saying, keep an eye on that guy, Cox. Four steals, six attempts. But you're right. Adam, I looked at his last name and I said, Walkinshaw, walk. But he's a pitcher. At 0-2 for Fascia. Check swing. Did he go on appeal? No, he did not. It was a slider down and in. Ball one. He said, it's a great name, and it's a great nickname to be called Walk until I start walking guys. Set away from the chest. Walkinshaw's pitch. Line shot, base hit down the right field line. Richards to his left, has to play it over at the wall. Around third base, Connor Cox, he's coming for the plate. No relay, he scores sliding. An RBI double for Zach Fesha. And his celebration at second base was rubbing and gyrating his belly. Lake County's on the scoreboard down 4-1. Did you see that belly move at second?
I did not see that.
It's the Philly Fanatic belly move from Zach Fesha.
Wow. Welcome to the series.
Yeah. First run allowed by Walkinshaw. First extra base hit, Fesha's fourth RBI. Top of the order now. Or I should say the bottom. The number nine hitter, Corey Holland, takes a called strike in the inside corner.
The Lugnuts have had some troubles with the bottom of this captain's order this week.
Walkinshaw nods at the sign, looks back at the runner Fesha. Here it is. Fastball up. One ball and one strike on Holland, who has homered in this series. He's batting just 162 overall for the year in 43 games. Two outs and nobody on, and then quick. Cox the single. Up the middle, Fesha the double. Slider on the outside corner. Strike two called.
That means all five runs in this game so far and in this second inning have come with two outs.
Adam's right. Every single run has been scored in the second inning.
Let's hope that theme ends now, though.
Yeah. Two outs. Runner at second. 1-2 pitch for Holland. Slider swung at and missed. Walkinshaw got him. Picked up by McDonald. Applies the tag. Finishes the strikeout and the second inning. But Lake County gets back on the scoreboard. Fesha doubling in Cox and then stranded at second base. Off to the third. It's the Lugnuts leading 4-1. And Adam Jackson will have your call coming up shortly.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Top of the third inning, Lansing leading 4-1 as we bring you back to Classic Park in Eastlake, Ohio. Jack Winkler leading off as he fouls the first pitch back into the netting. Tommy Mace ready for the second pitch of the third. Fastball yanked away. One ball, one strike. Winkler walked, one of two batters to reach the base on balls in that first inning. No runs came in. The pitch lifted out to shallow center field. Halpin under it, now running to his left, and glides over to make the catch. One away. And now it's Kevin Richards. Lansing getting three runs on the three-run shot from Lawrence Butler, his eighth home run this year. That coming after the RBI single from Joshuan Wright, scoring Patrick McCall, all in that second inning. All five runs coming in the second. First pitch. Breaking ball in there, strike one. Both fastballs featured by Tommy Mace, the four-seam and the two-seam. Curveball, cutter, and a change for the righty. The pitch lifted out to shallow infield in front of second base, and the ball hops out of Bracho's glove. Had some twisting spin to it, and he just couldn't field it cleanly. A looping shot that just died right in front of second base off the bat of Kevin Richards, and he breaks the 0-for-18 slump and gets aboard with that. Sometimes it's all it takes. Put it in play, and you never know. Now Patrick McCall steps in. The pitch, down low. One ball, no strikes. Jack Winkler flied out to open up this inning. Kevin Richards now at first. Patrick McCall at the plate. And popcorn here. Skipper has joined the booth. Swing and a miss. And off to second goes Richards. And he's gunned down at second. It's bad mojo to have Skipper in the booth. Our guys get thrown out. He's got, look at this belly that he's got on him. You look like he's had some popcorn in his day. I'm surprised he's sharing, aren't you, Jesse?
Adam, if you make Skipper mad, you're going to get popcorn all over you.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Exactly.
He's not happy. All right, the pitch. Patrick McCall takes it down low. Two balls, no strikes.
I mean, there's poking the bear, and then there's poking the mascot.
You don't mess with Skipper here in East Lake, Ohio. He's threatening to dump it on me. The pitch, swing and a miss from McCall. Two balls and a strike. We always appreciate our visits from Skipper, the great mascot here for the Lake County Captains, as he shuts the door slowly, still watching us through the crevices. The 2-2. Swing and a miss, and McCall gets the breaking ball. We've got popcorn everywhere. We are through the top of the third. Skipper one, Jesse and Adam none. Lugnuts, though, four. Captains one off to the bottom of the third.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Hello there, as we bring you back for the bottom of the third. Lugnuts in front 4-1, and Jake Walkinshaw's pitch, and that's popped down the third base side, foul. Joshua Wright giving chase into the shaded area, and it hops a couple of rows deep, and into the seats it goes. A little bit more heavily populated down the third base side for the Captains fans here, because conveniently third base side is in the shade. A brave the watching over on the first base side, where it's still filled in the sun on this Sunday early evening, just hitting the 6 o'clock hour in the Eastern time zone. The pitch kicked back off the netting by the lefty Angel Martinez. No balls, two strikes from Jake Walkinshaw as the right-hander faces the order now for a second time through. 1, 2, and 3 due up in the third. The pitch up high, 1 ball, 2 strikes. Angel Martinez 7-for-16 in this series for Lake County. Scored 4 runs, had a double, a home run. The pitch just inside as Martinez raised his elbows out of the way. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The festive box is no more. The pitch, bouncing ball to the left of second. Winkler timing it up behind the back, slings to first in time. Matt Cross making the catch, and there's one away. We started the game with stars in the right batter's box and then stripes in the left-handed batter's box and in the back batter's box where the umpire Nathan Diedrich and the catcher sit. The pitch, low and outside, ball one to Joe Naranjo. Those have all been, unfortunately, erased with the footsteps that have come through. Ooh, nasty-looking slider that's cut on and missed by Naranjo. 1 ball and 1 strike. 4-1 Nuts leading in the bottom of the third. Still have the red, white, and blue stripes chalked behind the batter's box. The pitch, that's in there. Strike two. They complete the back end of the batter's circle there. And then captains written in the traditional light blue, dark blue, and white, but then there's a red outline and white outline around it as well. 1-2. That's down low and inside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And then the coach's box on both the first and third baselines and the running lane up the first baseline that's marked in foul territory. Those are red, white, and blue. 2-2. It's a shot foul, third base side. Remains 2 balls, 2 strikes. So well done by the ground crew today for the Lake County Captains. Playing into the festivities. July 4th weekend as we sit on July 4th Eve. 2-2. In there, called strike three. Punched him out on the inner half of the plate. Naranjo crowding the left side. And there's the second strikeout for Jake Walkinshaw.
I feel like the 4th of July and around the 4th of July is when a groundskeeper, head groundskeeper, is doing tons of research and taking great pride in what they can do for their field.
No question about it. You got to dress up the park. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one on Alex Freeplanez with the slider. Now, Lugnuts typically do similar themes to what we've seen here in Lake County. 0-1, swing and a miss. That slider running away. Planez wasn't close. No balls, two strikes. One difference we see with Lansing, they hang those ribbons out in the outfields, the banners, I should say. We'll see if they do that tomorrow night. The 0-2. Slider roped down the left field side, over right at third, and heads towards the wall. It gets under the glove of McCall, and into second comes Planez. A guy that doesn't walk. It was the right idea to go out of the zone with the first two pitches, but then in the zone with the slider hanging, and he didn't miss it.
He's a really good hitter.
16 games his hit streak reaches now with the double.
I just don't think it's sustainable to never, ever, ever walk. But right now he's making it work.
Now leads this team with 12 doubles. 4-1 Nuts. We're in the bottom of the third. 2 outs, and here's Petey Halpin, another dangerous hitter. The pitch flies outside and low. Ball one.
I've seen Lugnuts head groundskeepers, Adam, through the years. They love to do things with the grass, what designs they can mow into the outfield grass.
Got the different shades of the grass and triangle formations out from the batter's box to the warning track in the outfield. 2 balls, no strikes, a pitch down low. That for today, deeper shade of dark green to the left, then lighter shade back to dark and light all across the diamond. Looks real good here. That's starting from the infield grass and going all the way out to the outfield. The pitch, down low, 3 balls, no strikes, and Jake Walkinshaw in danger of giving up his first base on balls.
At the major league level, they have started putting all the art to the back of the pitcher's mound for the center field camera to show.
Now that looks really good because that usually doesn't get affected throughout a baseball game. You see a lot of sponsors and everything go out there.
As opposed to the batter's box.
3-0. That's outside, ball four. A check swing from Halpin didn't offer, and he's aboard. And the batter's box, a lot of foot traffic there. You're not going to hold on to much decoration for longer than about a half or a full inning. There's not much you can do there. Guys dragging their bats through there, kicking dirt around with their feet. But it was a nice touch and a good look to start this game. First mound visit coming for Don Schulze as he paces out to the hill. Jake Walkinshaw facing a little adversity here. Double given up to Planez with two outs, and then the walk to Halpin. So they're at first and second. Lugnuts have built a three-run lead. But tying run coming to the plate here with Gabriel Rodriguez. And he's already got a home run this week against the Nuts.
Jake is not as sharp as he was last Tuesday when 32 pitches was all that was needed for him to get through three innings. Right now he's at 50 pitches.
Not as easy either when you're facing the same lineup a second time around within a week, and that's what these six-game series do. Unique that the guy that opens the series typically will finish it if there's not another guy in the rotation they want to throw in there. And Jake Walkinshaw started on the IL at the beginning of the year. Good to see he's back healthy. They throw him back out there today after three scoreless on Tuesday. First pitch, kicked back up over the netting, out of play, strike one.
I also asked him about his challenge last year, and he said one of the big things was just trying to be consistent, following up a good outing with another good outing.
Well, he's given up one run so far on four hits. Good opportunity here to get out of this inning and put another zero up. The pitch home. Slider low and away, swing and a miss from Rodriguez. That is a filthy pitch. That is so hard to lay off. It looks like the fastball and then just dies and runs away from the righty hitters. A great pitch from Walkinshaw. We'll see what he goes to on 0-2. He has options. Throws. On the ground, bounced back to Walkinshaw to the right of the hill. Runs it over to first, underhand toss across. That's well done by Walkinshaw. Leaves the double and the walk stranded. We head to the fourth, 4-1 Nuts at Classic Park.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Alright, here we go to the fourth. Lansing leading 4-1, a day short of the fourth. Happy July 4th weekend to you, though. Lansing with Eurybio Angeles, Matt Cross, and Joshua Wright coming up in this fourth inning. 7, 8, and 9 against the right-hander Tommy Mace on a gorgeous Sunday evening. Sunday night baseball. How about that? Playing a little bit later than the 1 o'clock start, but that to allow for the fireworks for the festivities. Here comes the first pitch of the fourth. Angeles takes it down low, ball one. Last eight games for Eurybio Angeles, batting .375 with 12 hits and 32 at-bats. 1-0. Lifted out to right field. That running back Planez, but right in front of the warning track, makes the catch. And there's one away. While Angeles had a base hit in his first at-bat today. And that was a pretty good swing there, but not quite deep enough. And now Matt Cross comes to the plate. Lugnuts looking for a series split today after splitting the doubleheader yesterday. They won the back end 4-2 after getting shut out in game one 8-0. The reason they won that second game, this man, Matt Cross. First pitch jumps outside with the fastball. Ball one. Cross grounded into a double play and a 3-1 count in his first at-bat today. He had a three-run shot yesterday, though, and had a sac fly as well. Supplied all four runs. 1-0. Check swing didn't go around as it came in and high. Two balls, no strikes to Cross. The man from Buffalo, Matt Cross, wears number 18, 19th round pick in 2018. That pitch, that hits the outside corner. Should say 19th round selection in 2018 out of Niagara County CC. 23 years old for the right-hander. Bases clear, one away in the fourth. The pitch, hammered out to left field. Cox is going back at the wall. He looks up. It's into the grandstand. Second home run in as many days for Matt Cross, and the Lugnuts are in front 5-1 in the fourth inning.
Adam, that's a hanging breaking ball, and he was all over it.
His sixth home run this year, and Jesse's right. He got the hanger, and he banged it out to the grandstand in left. What a swing for Matt Cross. The pitch, that's fouled back by Joshuan Wright. Matt Cross is 2-for-7 in this series. You know, it's pretty good. The two hits, home runs. And he did it different ways with both swings. Here's the pitch. Popped back out of play to right. No balls, two strikes. Cross got a first pitch fastball in yesterday's second game. Lined it out to right field, taking it the opposite way. He gets the hanger here and pulls it out to left field. 5-1 Nuts in the fourth. The pitch. Low and outside. One ball, two strikes on Joshuan Wright, who has an RBI single. Got the party started in the second when Lansing scored four runs in the second. Second inning has been their inning the last couple of days. They got the three-run homer from Matt Cross yesterday. The pitch. Check swing went around on the slider, and Wright gets tagged out as Fascia collected it off the dirt. That's the second out.
I want to go back on Matt Cross, though, Adam. Last year, you know how many home runs he had?
I do know how many home runs he had.
Right, he had one. He had one last year. And in talking to him, last year was really difficult because he was moving up and down the ladder. He has had consistency this year. He's getting more playing time, and he's taking full advantage.
Drew Swift steps in, takes the first pitch strike. For you, those of you at home, I just feel like I was cheating if I would have said one home run because Jesse looked at me with the pointer finger up to tell me the 0-1 is down low. One ball, one strike, as Jesse gives me both the pointers now. Sign language here in the booth.
You got to think about what Brian Windhorst would think about Matt Cross's breakout right here.
Oh, that's outstanding. The 1-1. Out to right field on a line. Planez coming in, and he takes one from Drew Swift again. Swift has got to be just, you're kidding me, Planez. Three balls out to right field on the line over the last few games, and he's caught every single one of Drew Swift's line drives. Lugnuts do get the solo shot from Matt Cross. What does Brian Windhorst think of that? We think it's pretty good. Let's head to the bottom of the fourth, 5-1 Nuts.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
A 5-1 lead for Lansing as we bring you back to the bottom of the fourth. Thanks for joining us on July 3rd, 2022. Make sure you come and spend the fourth with us tomorrow as Lansing will head back home and face those pesky Loons, the first half winners in the East Division in the Midwest League. 7:05 start at Jackson Field. Please come and help us fill up the park and celebrate the fourth tomorrow. First pitch from Jake Walkinshaw flies outside, ball one. Aaron Bracho, Connor Cox, and Zach Fascia, 6, 7, and 8 in this fourth inning for the Captains. Next pitch from Walkinshaw. That's down low. 2 balls, no strikes. Captains wearing July 4th themed unis, black uniforms with the oversized Captain logo in the front. The pitch, that's popped back. 2-1. That's the Captain head and face with the hat on, the big mustache, and really cool red, white, and blue sunglasses. The Aviators. The pitch outside, 3-1. On the right eye, they've got the stars. In the left eye, the red and white stripes. Then you've got fireworks coming from the back in front of the uniform as well. 3-1. Up high, ball four, and Walkinshaw issues another walk. So a leadoff man is on to open up the fourth inning. Also, the numbers are patterned in that red, white, and blue with the stars at the top and the striping on the bottom of the numbers. Here comes Phil Pohl. That's going to do it for Jake Walkinshaw. He'll go 3 innings again today. Does give up his first run here in 2022 after the RBI double from Zach Fascia. 4 hits allowed, 2 walks, and still Aaron Bracho, his responsibility as he'll look for the new man on the mound, Osvaldo Berríos, jogging in to help clean up this fourth inning. And just to wrap up with the uniforms, Lansing going with the traditional themed away grays. Lansing in red across their chest, arced on the chest with the striping up around the collar and right down the middle of the uniform. We'll see some of those July 4th themed uniforms for the Nuts when they head home tomorrow to take on Great Lakes. Off day this week will come on Tuesday to make sure we can play baseball on July 4th tomorrow. So it'll be Osvaldo Berríos that comes in. We've seen him start the majority of the time, but has come out of the pen the last few times. A couple times coming out of the pen recently. The 6'1", 210-pound, 22-year-old from Puerto Rico. 20th-round selection in 2017. And he takes over here trying to keep this a 4-run lead for the Nuts. Connor Cox, Zach Fascia, and Corey Holland coming up against Osvaldo. And pretty cool for Berríos. He gets to pitch in front of his mom and dad for the first time this year. Jesse and I met them before the game. And they supporting some very unique Osvaldo Berríos themed uniforms. Screen printings of Osvaldo Berríos action shots on the jersey, A's themed jerseys, with Osvaldo Berríos in his Lansing Lugnuts attire.
Both of them wearing their Oakland Athletics baseball caps, but multiple photos of Osvaldo in action all over those uniforms.
Very cool. Berríos comes in, ERA just up over 7.5. His first pitch today is a strike call to Connor Cox.
First time seeing their son pitch in a game this year.
Pretty darn special. 14th game for Berríos. He started 11, so just his third time not coming to start the game. Coming out of the pen, slider is in there, strike two on the outer edge. Berríos has struggled at times this year, giving up the most home runs, 10 of them, but in 65 and two-thirds innings of work. 48 strikeouts, 26 walks. Bends in, now comes set from the stretch, runner at first, nobody out. The pitch, a little bit high, one ball, two strikes. Got a trivia question we've got coming up for you in this fourth inning as well. Berríos set. And the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew it by him. Top of the zone. And there's strikeout number one for Osvaldo Berríos.
Adam, I was watching to see if his parents would explode in applause. There is so much nervous energy coursing through each of them right now.
One of those moments where you just can't watch. You came all this way to watch, and now he steps on the hill, and it's hard to watch. The pitch on the ground towards the far side. Winkler diving away, gets up, throws to first, and it's in time to Matt Cross. Zach Fascia is robbed of a base hit. Great play from Winkler, diving towards right or left field. Gets up to make the play. Well done for the second out.
Fascia's not one of the faster Lake County captains, but he stung that ball, and it really was traveling away from Winkler to his right. That's a great diving play by a big shortstop, and then popping up a strong throw to finish it.
Now Aaron Braccio is at second base. Corey Holland to the plate. 5-1 Nuts in the fourth. Berríos set and throws. Swing and a miss. That trivia question, Gene Nelson, reliever for the Oakland Athletics, did something pretty unique for a pitcher. Today, back in 1988, it came in a victory over the Toronto Blue Jays. The 0-1, that's kicked in there. Back out of play, strike two. Something that usually a position player would get this stat for. What was it that Gene Nelson did in a game today, back in 1988, against the Blue Jays? That is your trivia question tonight. 0-2. Slider just misses away. One ball, two strikes. At Adam Jaxa, at Jay Goldstrass on Twitter, or jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. The more popular choice for trivia answers, and why not? It's a great email that Jesse oversees throughout the game. The pitch, down low, two balls, two strikes.
Into that email right now, Leanne Cook wrote in to wonder, Adam, how have we spent our time in Ohio? Do we have any different food, for example?
Oh, my goodness. Leanne, we have experienced Willoughby, and for me, it was my first time. For Jesse, second or third time, but some great food options over in Willoughby, just east of the park here. The 2-2. Check swing, but he went around on that slider from Berríos. He gets two Ks with his parents watching for the first time this year, and leaves Braccio stranded at second. We're through four, Lansing 5, Lake County 1. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back on the mic after this.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics.
You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Five to one, the Lugnuts on top as we go to the fifth inning. Lawrence Butler is part of the reason that the Lugnuts have this lead. A three-run homer in the second, a four-run rally in all that frame. And then Matt Cross, a couple of innings later, last inning as a matter of fact, he added to it with a solo home run of his own. So four in the second, one in the fourth, two home runs hit against the righty Tommy Mace. And now here's Butler's round three against Mace. Start up the fifth, Butler followed by McDonald and Winkler. 2-3-4 in the order. Lawrence Butler's 1-for-2, struck out, and then laced the home run out to right. Mace's pitch. Outside for ball one. Just to back up Adam's point that he was getting into in the bottom half of the fourth inning about where have we gone, what have we done while we've been in town here in East Lake. Mace throws. Butler swings and lines a base hit to right. Came off a broken bat. Plinez gets it in from right field. Lawrence Butler has a leadoff single. He missed both games of the doubleheader yesterday. His knee was acting up. It's better today, and he's better too. 2-for-3. He is on, nobody out for Jared McDonald. So here we are in the northeastern suburbs of Cleveland. You actually have to drive right around Cleveland and right past the home of the Cleveland Guardians in order to get to East Lake, Ohio. Jared McDonald takes a called strike down the middle.
Despite us having to drive around Cleveland, Jesse, I just want to tell the people Cleveland does still indeed rock.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's good to confirm. Home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Runner at first, a threat to move. McDonald fouls back the pitch to the screen. One ball, actually no balls, and two strikes in the Lugs catcher, who has walked and struck out.
For example, the Yankees this weekend feel
yes.
like Cleveland indeed is a great place to be.
How did things go today? Last I saw Tristan McKenzie, the former captain, 7 shutout innings, 1 hit. Here's the pitch. McDonald hits it up high in the air, out in the left field and shallow. In comes Connor Cox, out goes shortstop Martinez. Martinez makes the catch and fair ground up the left field line. Gets in a throw to second. Lawrence Butler back to first. McDonald with a pop out to short. And there's one away for Jack Winkler. You could even say a fly out to short based on how far out that Angel Martinez had to go to make the catch.
Guardians did indeed get the win today, 2-0. And that's no easy feat to shut out the powerful Yanks.
Jack Winkler, 0-for-1. A walk and a fly out to center. Swings the first pitch, chops it down to third. One high hop for Rodriguez. Fires the second one. Over to first. Not in time. Bracho's throw to Naranjo, beaten out by Winkler. Fielder's choice. Two outs. Winkler takes Butler's spot. The Lugnuts are leading 5-1 in the fifth inning. Kevin Richards comes up. Now, East Lake, Ohio is, I would call it, an industrial town, a town of strip malls. And then we just drove down the road a little bit farther north, and that's where Adam and I found the secluded, very green community of Willoughby. The pitch, Kevin Richards missed on a bunt attempt, strike one. There's a very old school downtown that you walk, and there's a nice park, and the restaurants, the brunches, the Irish pubs, everything. It's fantastic.
Very modern eating with the old downtown.
A throw over to first base, Winkler back in safely. It all started for me. I found a family restaurant of sorts, a breakfast place called Crazy Egg, cash only, family operated, really loved it. Again, the throw over, and again, Winkler back in safely, eluding the Mace throw. And then once you find one spot, then you start to ask all the regulars, where else should we go? And we were told, go to Nora's. So today we went to Nora's. That was the right call. They had live music there. Really good experience. Richards grounds a pitch foul off the left side. No balls and two strikes on Kev. 1-for-2 with a single. Oh, by the way, Biagio's, if you want some donuts, right across the street from the stadium.
How about a slice of pie as well?
Yeah.
And that's a pizza pie.
Yeah. So, positive trip to East Lake. Runner moves, the pitch taken inside. Throw down to second base. First base way, tag dropped down by Brochu in time. Winkler caught stealing. Went in head first, the throw by Fascia was on point, and the Lugnuts are turned away scorelessly in the top of the fifth. So Tommy Mays faces the minimum in the fifth inning, and that sends us halfway to the house to the home half. Lugnuts 5, Captains 1.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A happy 3rd of July to you and yours. To the last of the fifth, 5-1 Lugnuts. Martinez, Naranjo, and Planez. 1, 2, and 3 coming up for the Caps. And they challenge the right-hander Osvaldo Berríos out of Puerto Rico, who deals to Angel Martinez from Santo Domingo. First pitch, tails outside, ball one. Martinez is flied to left and grounded to shortstop. That was against the starter Jake Walkinshaw, 3 innings, scoreless. The pitch, Martinez fouls it away to the left, strike one. For Walkinshaw, 4 hits allowed, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. He allowed one run. The one run came in the second inning, hence the 5-1 Lugnuts lead. Martinez takes a ball just above the letters, and the count is 2 balls and 1 strike. In between the top half and the bottom half of this fifth inning, they interrogated one of the Lake County fans. The pitch. On the outside corner, strike two called. Asked him questions like, what is the largest U.S. state? And then one of the questions was, what is the national animal of the United States? But the actual question should be, there are two. There's a national bird and a national mammal. 2 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. Switch hitter batting left waits. The hold, the kick, the pitch. Low from Berríos on a change, 3-2. So the national bird, the gentleman got at him, bald eagle. Do you know the national mammal of the United States of America?
Mm.
3-2. Low and in, ball four. Martinez takes his base, opening up the home fifth.
It's not like a deer or something, is it?
It is larger than a deer.
Is it a bear?
It's not a bear.
A cougar?
It's not a cougar.
I'm swinging a miss in here.
Can I give you a hint?
Yeah.
So Matt Cross's home city is...
Oh, a bison?
Yes! The American bison. Absolutely right. First offering misses high and away. Ball one to Joe Naranjo. Naranjo is 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout looking. Left-handed batter. Here come the captains. Martinez a threat at first. Berríos holds, delivers. Above the letters, ball two. Osvaldo Berríos came in for the starter Walkinshaw in the bottom of the fourth. Walkinshaw issued a leadoff walk. But then Berríos went strikeout, groundout, strikeout, and stranded the runner. He fires. Naranjo went too far. Strike one. Osvaldo Berríos pitching in front of his parents for the first time this year. leans over his left knee, gets his sign from McDonald. Fires. Change up low. Three balls and one strike.
Jonah Ronjo, man, just walks, walks, and walks some more.
Yeah, he sure does. He's in position to walk again. He also has great power. 3-1 pitch. Fouled straight back. Oh, did he take a rip? Jonah Ronjo, the active home run leader on this Lake County team with 12. When it comes to walks, 49 walks this year. Ties him with Nassim Nunez of Beloit for the league lead. Looking for walk number 50. Pickoff though to first base. Martinez back in. No troubles. Oh, by the way, Angel Martinez, 8 steals, but caught stealing 5 times. Nobody out. Home 5th. Caps down by 4. Payoff. High and wide. Walk number 50 for Joe Naranjo. And that's back-to-back walks given out by Barrios. When Osvaldo Barrios is walking batters, there's trouble because his game is not this sort. Do you know what I mean, Adam? He's a strike thrower who generally does not overwhelm with his stuff. He needs to paint the corners. Out comes the pitching coach, Don Schulze.
I had a feeling Don Schulze was about to visit, and I just had a thought, Jesse. What if your parents are at the game, instead of Don, you send either your mom, dad, or maybe both out there, and they talk to their son about just getting back in rhythm?
I've seen players who play great in front of their family members. I remember Casey Clemens homering with Roger Clemens out in the outfield apartments, and as he rounded the bases, pointing up to his dad. But I also remember Vladimir Guerrero Jr. with his father in attendance, overswinging every single at bat and hitting nonstop grounders right back to the pitcher.
A lot of pressure. You want to look good for the parents. They've done a lot to sacrifice and get you where you are, and obviously want to perform well for them. We'll see if Barrios can get out of this jam. I think a good visit there from Don just to try and settle him down here with some tough batters coming to the plate, including this man.
It is Alex Freeplanes, 1-for-2 with a double. The pitch, he takes a strike, called on the outside corner. At second, Martinez. At first, Naranjo. Nobody out. Lake County is down 5-1 to the Lugnuts in the bottom of the 5th. Right-hander to right-hander. Here it is. Broken bat grounder in front of the mound. Barrios gets there. Bare hands. Those to first. It's in time. He got nothing on that throw with his feet all twisted up, but somehow muscled it to Matt Cross. To third base, Martinez. To second base, Naranjo. And now clean up in the aisle because there are broken pieces of that bat all over the place.
Angeles, man, just chats with everybody out there. A passing word at second base for Naranjo after he picked up the bat shard that was over where Jack Winkler usually would get there first at the shortstop position. Just a friendly guy out there, eh, Rebio?
Here's Petey Halpin batting left. First pitch, broken bat line drive, caught by Angeles up the middle. Runners retreat. Naranjo to second and Martinez to third. 2 outs.
That's back-to-back pitches that Osvaldo Barrios has got jam shots. Well done by him. First he gets Planez, broken bat, then Halpin, just a dying liner. 2 very important outs for Barrios.
Barrios checked in with the bases, umpire Meller. Now looks in to get his sign as Gabriel Rodriguez bats right. The set. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He blew it by him. Barrios looks to strand his 2 leadoff walks. Gabriel Rodriguez is grounded to second, and he's grounded out to the mound. Lot of power from the right side. The deal. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. Came in on his hands.
That's 2 great fastballs. Now let's go back to that slider. See if he can get him to chase and run it away from him.
Out of Juncos, Puerto Rico, the 6-1 Barrios straightens, lifts the leg, fires. That's high and away. Taken for ball 1. Barrios earlier this year, 1 prior appearance against Lake County back on May the 1st. He went 6 2/3 innings. allowing 4 runs, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts, allowed 2 homers. The pitch, slider, chopped on the left side. In comes third baseman Wright, grabs, throws across, and ends the inning. 2 walks, 2 runners left in scoring position. Third ground out coaxed from Gabriel Rodriguez in the game. Onward to the sixth, Lugnuts leading 5-1 at Lake County.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Well, thus far, Jake Walkinshaw and Osvaldo Barrios have combined to hold Lake County to 1 run through 5. Onward to the sixth. The Lugnuts lead 5-1 over the hometown Captains in front of likely one of the biggest crowds of the year here for the Caps at Classic Park. With Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Kevin Richards steps right back in. Tommy Mace on the mound to oppose, kicks, deals, up and inside with a breaking ball. Ball one.
Oh, yeah, big crowd today. I'll raise you a big crowd that we're going to see tomorrow, though.
I think that will raise the number. I agree with you. Here's the toss. Swing and a slow motion miss on the off speed down. Well, 1-1 on Kevin Richards. We're expecting the biggest crowd of the year in Lansing tomorrow night. Richards bounces foul up the left side, strike two. So if you want tickets, get your tickets. We're not expecting a sellout.
Come to the game, folks. This is the one. If you got to come to one, come tomorrow.
I beg your pardon. This is Davis Sharp on the mound for Lake County. Sharp the righty. Kicks, throws. Breaking ball tapped foul at home plate, rolling off to the right side. Davis Sharp in out of the pen for the Captains. Richards followed by McCall and Angeles.
Davis Sharp, do 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 do. Davis Sharp, do do.
He brings it. Richards skies it. Left side foul ground. Third baseman Rodriguez approaches the stands and backs up to make the catch, hopping. Nearly overran it. Richards is at number one. Next up, Eurybiel Angeles. You think I enjoy saying his name?
Yeah, it's a pretty fun one.
It's fantastic. Actually, I beg your pardon. It's Patrick McCall who grounds the next pitch into right center field, a base hit. Anale is coming up after McCall. McCall is on with a single. Throw comes in from the center fielder, Halpin. And a one-out base runner for the Lugnuts. Hey, Pat McCall. Collects the Lugnuts' 8th hit of the game. Here comes Anales. He's 1-for-2. Righty-righty. Here's the pitch. Line shot, right field. Planez to his left to make the catch, reaching out away from his body. Just another hard line out to Alexis Planez. At 2 outs. Also, just another good swing by Aribiel Angeles.
He's starting to barrel the ball pretty much every time he comes to the plate, which is great news for the Nuts.
Matt Cross batting eighth. Cross is 1-for-2 with a double play ball and a homer. Sharp throws. Swing and a miss at a slider. Strike one.
Davis Sharp, by the way, 13th round selection on a Clemson fastball, slider, curve, and a changeup for the man out of Arlington, Texas.
They play any football there in Arlington?
Yeah, they play some football.
Play any baseball there? 0-1. Breaking ball called a strike.
Yeah, they play some baseball.
It's a pretty good sports area. A
lot of sports down there. A lot of athletes down in that area. Some good talent in the entire state of Texas.
Matt Cross with his home run, his last time up. It's his 11th career home run. It's his 6th of the year. The pitch lays off, misses low and away. Adam, before today's game, I put together all of the Lugnuts hitting stats from the catchers. Cross, McDonald, and Soderstrom in this series. And with Cross's home run, those three have now combined for 7 home runs in these games against the Captains.
Yeah, they've been outstanding this week.
2 from Soderstrom, 2 from Cross, 3 from McDonald. And there's more, too. Sharp deals the 1-2. Fouled up and away to the right side. Jared McDonald today has drawn a walk. Those three combined, 9 walks now. Entering play today, the three of them, Matt Cross, Jared McDonald, Tyler Soderstrom, the three catchers on the roster, had combined to hit .353, slug .912, on base percentage .465, and knock in 17 runs. Cross lays off, breaking ball down and away, on appeal did not go.
There's certainly some things that the Athletics are going to have to address in the draft coming up later this month. Catching is not one of those needs they specifically have to go after right now. They are loaded in that department.
The 2-2. Outside, ball three. I remember just enjoying last year with the trio of Drew Millis and his defensive ability. Then he was traded to Washington. Will Simonite, who came up with clutch hit after clutch hit, and Jared McDonald back here for a second go-round, and even better this year, much better this year. Payoff, runner moves. Fouled back to the screen.
Can't wait to, I'm sure, see C.J. Rodriguez at some point, whether it be later this year or maybe next year. He's been a highly touted guy, a top 5 round pick last year out of Vanderbilt.
What do you know about Shane McGuire?
A brother that's pretty astute in baseball as well for Mr. McGuire.
I've heard that his plate discipline is the best in the organization. Here's the pitch. Cross bounces this one foul to the left side. McGuire in 32 games with Stockton, 24 walks, 20 strikeouts. I've heard that his knowledge of the strike zone is top-notch.
Yeah, that's pretty good numbers right there.
C.J. Rodriguez, the 5th rounder last year from Vanderbilt. McGuire, the 9th rounder last year out of San Diego. They're both in Stockton. 3-2, swing and a miss, Sharp strikes out Cross. Side retired, a single stranded. 5.5 complete, 5-1. The Lugnuts are leading over Lake County.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, hardware, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Osvaldo Barrios toes the rubber last of the sixth, 5-1 Lugnuts lead. Aaron Bracho, the switch hitter, bats left to greet him. First pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Today in baseball history, let's talk Tony Kloninger, and if we have time, Germany Schaefer. How's that sound? Adam Jaxa by my side. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Swinging a pop foul out of play off to the left side. Strike two to Aaron Bracho. Bracho, Cox, and Fascia, 6, 7, 8 batters in the order. Adam, would you know what I mean when I say the Tony Kloninger game?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. 0-2 pitch on its way. That is skied right side, foul ground. First baseman cross toward the Lake County dugout. Cross is out of room. Hit off the dugout roof, and then he banged his knee along the way. No balls, two strikes. All right, I'm going to describe a game for you, okay? 2 grand slams, 9 RBIs. Braves beat the Giants in San Francisco 17-3. Tony Kloninger hitting those 2 grand slams, knocking in 9. What do you think about that game?
That's a heck of a game.
There's a little more. 0-2. Bracho takes the ball outside. He was the starting pitcher for the Braves that day.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Going all Shohei Ohtani on us.
Right? That's the Tony Kloninger game. He was 25 years old. 1-2 from Barrios. Fouled away off the left side.
I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb and say he never performed better than that game that he had right there.
One of my favorite things was 9 RBIs. That clearly set a major league record. Most runs batted in by a pitcher in a game, right?
You would think.
1-2. Sails outside. He broke a record of 5 RBIs in a game for National League pitchers. The last pitcher to have knocked in 5 RBIs in a game was Tony Kloninger a month earlier. The pitch, ground ball right side, backhanded by Cross to his right, plants, feeds the pitcher Barrios right to the bag, out number one.
Matt Cross, man, he is so good at first base. A great jump over to his right, cuts that ball off, which it would have been an incredibly difficult play for Eurybe Alanjuelez if he's able to get there. And Cross then finishes it off, throws a perfect shot to Barrios, who had to get there quickly because Bracho was coming fast. What a play by Cross.
Connor Cox now, the deal. Oh, up and inside, nearly struck him. Slid away at the last second, ball one. He's 1-for-2 with a single. Cox scored the only run of the game for Lake County in the second inning. Zach Fascia doubled him in. 5-1 Lugnuts in the home sixth. The pitch fouled away off to the right side. 1-1. All right, I wanted to talk about the Tony Kloninger game, and Adam, I want to talk about Hermann Germany Schaefer. July 3rd, 1906, Cleveland. And this is the Cleveland High A team, the Lake County Captains, playing here before us, just outside Cleveland. Snyder called the strike on the outside corner, 1-2 on Cox. Cleveland beats the Detroit Tigers 5-0. Detroit has an outfielder named Germany Schaefer. The game was called after 6 innings on account of rain. Germany Schaefer thought it should have been called earlier. 1-2, fouled off over our heads. So Schaefer, just to make sure that the umpire knew it's too wet, played the last few innings of the game while wearing a raincoat. If you've never heard of Germany Schaefer, he is a legend. One out, nobody on. Righty, righty. Barrios to the plate. Up high. I want you to think about the sort of guy who, to convince the umpire to call the game, would wear a raincoat while playing baseball. That is the same sort of guy who made them put a rule into the rule book that said that a base runner can't steal first base. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a fastball away. Two away. Third strikeout for Barrios. Second time that he's fanned Cox. Germany Schaefer, Adam, would get to second base. He'd steal second because he was such a great base dealer. But because he'd want to get in the pitcher's head, he would then take off for first base just to see if he could distract the pitcher. And they put in a rule saying, you can't, Germany, stop that. Zach Fascia, batting left, takes a ball down and in.
You get second base and then you try to go back to first. What are you doing?
Just trying to get in the defense's head. He caused havoc. There's the 1-0. Zach Fascia fouls it off into the screen. There's a legend told about Germany Schaefer on June 24th, 1906. Playing for the Detroit Tigers, he was sent up to pinch hit in the bottom of the ninth. Two outs, and the Tigers are down by a run, and the crowd in Detroit was not happy because Germany Schaefer was not a power hitter. 1-1 stays up and inside. Germany Schaefer quiets the crowd with a hand motion, announces to the crowd, "Ladies and gentlemen, you are now looking at Herman Schaefer, better known as Herman the Great, acknowledged by one and all to be the greatest pinch hitter in the world. I'm now going to hit the ball in the left field bleachers." A 2-1 pitch hits the outside corner, and a called strike two. The very next pitch, yes, he homered to left, and the game was tied. And Germany Schaefer then ran around the bases, sliding into every single base. The 2-2 sails high and away until finally he reached the plate. He slid headfirst across home plate. And just like that, the crowd gave him a standing ovation. There was nobody like him in his era. Payoff pitch. Outside corner, strike three called. That ends the sixth inning. Fascia's down watching. Two strikeouts in a perfect frame for Osvaldo Berríos, looking as good today as he has looked all year long. And he didn't even have to announce to the crowd that he was going to do it first. Let's go to the seventh. I'll announce to you, Adam Jackson will announce the seventh inning. Off we go. Lugnuts 5, Captains 1.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoya. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Welcome back for the seventh. The Nuts in front 5-1 in the series finale in Eastlake, Ohio this year. Their second trip out here in Lansing. Trying to get that third victory this week. Joshuan Wright leads off the seventh against Davis Sharp. The pitch, and it's down low. Ball one. Lansing with 4 runs in the second and 1 in the fourth. They've hit 2 home runs to knock out the starter, Tommy Mace, who went 4 innings, giving up all 5 runs. The pitch home. Popped up behind home plate and up and over the netting, out of play. 1-1.
Adam, I don't know about you. I got that unsettling feeling as that ball was soaring up over our heads, and I was waiting because it's over the rooftop. We can't see it for it to come right back down.
Wasn't as direct as the ball we got the other day. 1-1. Breaking ball, inner third of the plate, strike two on right. We had a line drive ball come right back to us into my window. We had to evade it. 1-2 pitch. Slider away, 2 balls, 2 strikes.
So that set up a mystery because the next day we came in and there was a baseball here in the booth.
Skipper came and took the baseball from us. If you were joining us earlier in the game, he came and dumped popcorn on us earlier today. 2-2 on the ground towards third. To his left, swept up by Rodriguez. Sets, throws to first, stretching up the line. Naranjo, excellent grab at first. One away. Skipper, the pesky mascot for the Captains.
I would go obnoxious.
Yeah, I was trying to be nice. Here's Drew Swift now with one out in the top of the seventh. 5-1 Nuts in this series finale. Lake County.
Adam, there's a backup of fans trying to come down the aisle.
The pitch down low, ball one.
There was a whole line of fans who wanted to come down the aisle, and Skipper stopped everybody to step up on the railing.
He's standing on the railing of an aisle down the third baseline. The 1-0. Bunt popped up, third base side, foul territory. Rodriguez and Sharp and Fascia all chasing towards it, but it heads down. Ball one, or strike one, rather, to Drew Swift. Luckily, that ball got down in time before it could get caught. In the shadows down the third base side, that's about 10 to 15 feet into fair play down the third base side. It stops about 40, 50 paces up into shallow left field, and the rest of the diamond covered in the sun. So batters going from seeing that ball released in the sun to coming into the shade where they stand. One ball, one strike pitch coming from Sharp. Inside as Swift backs up on his heels. Two balls and a strike. You hear the crowd as Skipper is pointing to a section now to get them to cheer or jeer. The 2-1. Swing and a foul tip. Two balls, two strikes on Drew Swift, who's 1-for-3 today. Lugnuts. Got that hit from Swift in the second, part of that four-run happening. Their two home runs from Lawrence Butler, his eighth, and Matt Cross, his sixth, and the second for Cross this week. 2-2. Breaking ball just hooked wide. Good eye from Swift, and it's 3-2. By the way, that home run from Butler has put him into second place in the home run column this year. The pitch. Called strike three. Swift jerks back towards the dugout. Didn't like the call. And he goes down looking for the second out.
I don't like that call either, frankly. It seemed to me that that was an identical pitch to the one before it, or even farther outside.
And that's why Swift, who had just watched one get called for a ball, tried to take the same pitch, didn't get the call. Here is Lawrence Butler. We'll give you that home run tally for the Nuts in just a second. The pitch from Sharp. Lifted out to left center field. That ball running away from Halpin, and it's up the gap and headed towards the warning track. Scooped up by Halpin. Butler loses his helmet as he jogs into second, and he's got his team-leading 15th double of the year. Lawrence Butler now with a homer, a double, and a single, and he will have an opportunity at the cycle the next time he comes to the plate. How about this game for Lawrence Butler, who had missed a couple games with a nagging injury he's been fighting? Feeling better today. Now has 8 home runs to tie him with Austin Beck and Lázaro Armenteros. Beck, of course, has been promoted to AA Midlands. And all the Nuts chasing Tyler Soderstrom, who has 13. Next one there, Brett Harris also was promoted to AA through 29 games. He had 7 home runs, so... How about the game here for Lawrence Butler? That bat was real chilly in April. A lot of strikeouts. Just didn't look comfortable in the cold weather in that first month of the season. But boy, is his bat coming around. A conference now on the hill as Caleb Longshore, the pitching coach for Lake County, out there with Davis Sharp and some of the other infielders. Lansing trying to extend their lead up 5-1 in the seventh with 2 outs and Butler and great speed at second base.
That is his sixth three-hit game of the season, that he gets his hits in such bunches.
Remember, he chased that first pitch out of the zone in his opening at bat to strike out. Since then, has gone homer, single, double. How about that for Lawrence Butler? And the Nuts would love to add some insurance here with Jared McDonald coming to the plate. Lansing out-hitting Lake County 9-4. Sharp's pitch off the end of the bat. Cued foul from McDonald, 0-1. Jared with a walk in the first, a strikeout in the second, and a flyout in the fifth. Jared 5-for-15 in this series. 3 home runs, 4 runs scored, and 8 RBIs. The pitch. Slider stays away. 1 ball, 1 strike. Seven of those RBIs and all three homers came in Thursday night's victory, a 10-3 win for the Nuts. McDonald, the 18th minor league player this year to have three home runs in a game. That was quite the night for Jared. The pitch, that's outside. Two balls and a strike. You know who else had a three home run game just a week prior in this ballpark?
It was Cody Morissette, wasn't
it? That's right. It was. The leadoff hitter for Beloit did it a couple of Fridays ago. The 2-1. That's inside. Three balls and a strike. Beloit played here and then came to Lansing last week. And it was the Friday, two Fridays ago, that he had a three-homer game at Classic Park. We talked about it last week as Beloit came to town, and now it's Jared McDonald that does it this week against the Captains. 3-1. Swing and a miss on the breaking ball. Full count on McDonald. 5-1 Nuts in the top of the seventh. Butler's at second. Lansing has gone a couple half innings without any runs, trying to tack on one more here in the seventh. Four in the second and one in the fourth for their tallies. 3-2. Fastball away. Good eye from McDonald. And they're at first and second now as the Nuts looked for another two-out rally. They got all four runs in that second inning with two outs. Matt Cross got his homer with an out in the fourth. Now trying to tack on some more runs with two outs as Jack Winkler comes to the plate. Lansing going to head home tomorrow to take on Great Lakes. Then we'll get the day off Tuesday. It's a league-wide off day to work around July 4th. And then they'll wrap up the series with the Loons from the 6th through the 10th next week. The pitch. That bites on the outside corner, strike one. Then it's an off day on July 11th, and then out to Fort Wayne for six before we get that mini all-star break from the 18th through the 21st, and then a little mini series with these Captains, July 22 through July 24 at Jackson Field. The 0-1 pitch, that's inside as Winkler straightens up, lifts the elbows out of the way, 1-1. And then things get back to normal for the rest of the year at Great Lakes for six, and then flip the calendar to August and September for the final couple months of the year of Nuts baseball. There goes Butler and McDonald. Double steal. Ball comes inside, gets away from Fascia, and up to second and third on the double steal. Go the Nuts. Aggression continuing for Phil Pohl's squad here, and now a base hit could score two. How about that for Lawrence Butler and Jared McDonald?
Picked the exact right pitch to go on, too.
Yes, they did. Hitters count, the 2-1. Bends inside, and it's three balls and a strike on Winkler. Jared McDonald, first steal of the year. How about that, Jesse, on his first attempt?
Yeah, I'm pulling up his career stats right now.
This guy's doing everything this week in Lake County. He's not going to want to go home. Now can Winkler pay it off? 3-1. Lifted out to right field. Dropping, it's down for a base hit. Butler is in to score. Right behind him, McDonald. It's a two-run, two-out single for Jack Winkler. 7-1 Nuts in the seventh.
Talk about cashing in on the double steal. Jack Winkler took that pitch away and went right with it. A beautiful swing to serve it into right field.
Timely hitting today for the Nuts. Remember in that second inning, it was Swift on a hit and run that got the ball through the right side of the infield because Aaron Bracho went over to second base to pick up Patrick McCall. Or Joshuan Wright, rather. And that brought in a stretch of four straight runs for the Nuts. And now here, the double steal. And then it's Jack Winkler that gets the two-run single out to right, and Lansing is in front by six. A pitching change now for Lake County as Davis Sharp is the next man to exit the hill.
Adam, the new man on the mound is Jack DeGroat. We saw the right-hander earlier in the series. This is his fourth relief appearance for Lake County. On the prior three, four innings, four hits, three runs, two walks, and three strikeouts.
All right, we'll see how he does against the Nuts. Lansing spoiling the July 4th weekend festivities so far. And a chance to even this series and head home with two straight victories. It had been a tough week for Lansing. They had dropped seven in a row. We've told you Beloit has had their number this year. The Skycarp winning 10 of the 12 meetings. So Lansing came in. Then they lost a couple of games on Tuesday and Wednesday. So seven straight, and then Thursday. Got that 10-3 win. Good starting pitching performance for the Nuts in that 10-3 win from Joey Estes. They did drop the first game of the doubleheader yesterday, 8-0, but came back, won 4-2 in the back end of the doubleheader. So the Nuts, after dropping seven in a row, have a chance to win three of their last four before heading in to take on the first place Great Lakes Loons at home beginning tomorrow. Would be quite the way to end the road trip. But still, some time to go here as we play on in the top of the seventh. Lansing now with an even 10 hits after that Winkler single. And it'll be Kevin Richards, the first man up, to face the new man on the mound. The first pitch, big swing and a miss from Richards, who had snapped an 0-for-18 schneid with a little dumped ball in front of second that had lots of spin on it. He beat out an infield single. The pitch, that's outside. One ball, one strike from Jake DeGroat. Jack DeGroat, I apologize.
Adam, I go back to thinking about how the Lugnuts have played on Sundays this year. This is an atypical Sunday performance.
The pitch, lifted out to center field, not deep. Halpin coming in a little bit to his right now, circles back and makes the catch. And that's going to do it. Yeah, Jesse's right. Just 3-9 on Sundays this year. But the Lugnuts trying to break the tide today in Lake County, just off the coast of Lake Erie. It is 7-1 Nuts as they tack on two more. Stretch it out. Bottom seven coming up next.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
On to the bottom of the seventh we move, stretching it out here at Classic Park. 7-1, the Nuts are in front, trying to earn their third victory of the week before heading home. Osvaldo Barrios has been great. Came in to take over for Jake Walkinshaw, and since coming in that fourth inning, he's put up three straight zeros. We'll see if he can keep it going against the 9-1-2 hitters, beginning with Corey Holland. Righty on righty, first pitch. Lifted out to left field. Patrick McCall is backing up towards the warning track. At the wall, leaps up, it's gone. A first pitch home run, the fifth this year for Corey Holland, and his second this week. And there's the first run for the Captains since the second. So Barrios gets tagged with the 11th home run he's allowed this year. And now here's Angel Martinez. Well, that's spoiling a little bit of the fun after the Lugnuts just tacked down two more in the top of the seventh. Martinez today 0-for-2 with a walk. The pitch, hard hit, down the line, foul, first base side. Strike one. You mentioned the Lugnuts back at home this next week. Tomorrow, it'll be a LAFCU fireworks night as Lugnuts will, of course, celebrate July 4th the way it should be celebrated, with some fireworks at a baseball game. So come on out, 7:05 start tomorrow. Wednesday it'll be a dog days of summer. Go ahead and bring your dogs to the park. They have special stations for the dogs, water bowls, and more. It's also a Copa de la Diversión day, as the Lansing Locos will come out to celebrate their Hispanic and Latino community in Lansing. The pitch, that's up high. One ball, one strike. Martinez nearly came around to swing, and that one came in close to him as he kind of staggered. And that ball was nearly ready to hit his wrists. 1-1 pitch. On the end of the bat, rolled to Barrios, knocks it down, then comes up with it, lobs it over to first, and there's the first out of the seventh inning. On Thursday, we get back to the basics. Labatt Blue Thirsty Thursdays. $2 domestic, 16-ounce drafts, and $5 16-ounce crafts, presented by Labatt Blue. Come on out, 7:05, Nuts and Loons on Thursday. Then Friday, back to LAFQ Fireworks and a LAFQ Frontline Friday. The pitch, that's in there. Strike one on Joe Naranjo. Every Friday this year, the Lugnuts celebrate LAFQ frontline workers for all their hard work. The 0-1, that's outside. One ball, one strike. Saturday, it'll be a LAFQ Fireworks night and Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame as we honor the new inductees in 2022. The pitch, bounced foul, first base side. One ball, two strikes on Joe Naranjo. 7-2 Nuts in the bottom of the seventh. And then Sunday, it'll be a Capital City Market Kids Day. That one at 1:05. Kids can run the bases, get free ice cream after the game. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three, Barrios with five strikeouts. Two outs in the seventh. Osvaldo Barrios gives up the leadoff home run on the first pitch, comes back, gets a weak grounder, gets a strikeout, and he's going right through the top of this order. Here's another tough batter to face, Alex Freeplanez, on a 16-game hitting streak, extended that with a double in the third against Jake Walkinshaw. The pitch home. Outside, ball one. No time to bring him up, though, with the bases clear and two outs, and a five-run Lansing Lugnut lead. Barrios comes set tall on the hill. The pitch home. That's outside. Two balls, no strikes. Barrios finishing his motion in the shade as it's crept out halfway across the diamond. The pitch. That's outside. Three balls, no strikes. This, a breaking moment potentially. Alex Freeplanez has a chance to walk for just the second time this year. The pitch. And a called strike. He thought he had it.
That was it. If he didn't walk right there, I don't think it's going to happen. I think he's swinging now on 3-1.
And now he's got a hitter's count. 3-1 on Planez. The pitch. Swing and a miss. There's the high fastball. Three balls, two strikes. Planez this year, 38 strikeouts. Just one walk. And he was down 3-0. Pitch was borderline the inside, but it was a call to strike. Now the payoff. And it's fouled back. And we fight on between Barrios and Planez, USC style.
I would like to know how many of his strikeouts this year have been looking. Because it seems to me Planez does not want to go down looking.
Bases clear, two outs, bottom seven, 7-2 Nuts, the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. There is the strikeout, and the walk will not happen. Barrios comes back down 3-0, gets back-to-back strikeouts to end the seventh after the leadoff homer from Corey Holland. On to the eighth, and Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you the rest of the way. Nuts in front by a handful in Eastlake, Ohio.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, hardware, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The throw down from Zach Fascia went right through second baseman Aaron Bracho. Center fielder Petey Halpin picks it up, lobs it in, and off we go into the top of the eighth from Classic Park in East Lake, Ohio, named for the Classic Auto Dealership. With Adam Jaxa, I am Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Hello. Lugnuts lead 7-2. We enter the eighth. Righty Jack DeGroat, the captain's reliever, kicks and throws. Patrick McCall takes ball one low and away. The Lugnuts playing today with Tyler Soderstrom, Denzel Clark, and Gabriel Maciel all receiving a rest. They have scored 7 runs on 10 hits. DeGroat deals. Bouncer right back to DeGroat, knocks it down with the glove, picks it up with the bare hand, off the mat to the left side, pegs over to first accurately at number one. First baseman Naranjo took in that throw just out of the path of the runner. So McCall is retired. On the batter is a Rubiel Angeles, 1-for-3 with a single. His last two times up, he has lined out hard to the right fielder Planez. Righty, righty. DeGroat sets, holds, throws. Breaking ball outside, ball one. The Lugnuts got on the scoreboard with 4 runs in the top of the second inning. A 3-run homer by Lawrence Butler following a Josh Wainwright RBI single. 1-0, swing and a miss, strike one. Then after Lake County countered with a run in the bottom of the second, an RBI double by the Caps catcher Zach Fascia, making it 4-1. Matt Cross homered in the fourth for a 5-1 lead. The pitch, Anales lays down a bunt, foul at home plate, 1-2. 2 in the top of the seventh inning then for the Lugnuts on a 2-run single by Jack Winkler, made it 7-1 before Corey Holland homered in the bottom of the seventh, and here we are, the Lugnuts 7, the Captains 2. Jack DeGroat against A. Rubiel Angeles. 1 out, nobody on. A 1-ball, 2-strike pitch on its way. Served up high in the air on the right side for first baseman Naranjo. Holds his arms up, makes the grab just behind the base up the line. 2 outs. And now Matt Cross. Adam, did you talk about the All-Star voting at all?
I have not.
So coming up in 2 days, they're going to open up Phase 2 of the Major League Baseball All-Star voting. Phase 1 was to see who would get the most votes, and the top 2 finalists at each position advanced. The pitch to Cross, outside for ball one. The top vote-getters in each league were already automatically put into the All-Star game, but now we determine the starters. Righty, righty, 2 outs, nobody on, 7-2 Nuts. Cross takes a ball up and away, 2 balls and no strikes. 1-for-3, the right-handed hitting first baseman batting eighth has homered, routed into a double play and struck out. I bring this up about the All-Stars because there are some Lugnuts there. The ball 2 pitch, fastball on the inside corner, strike called. Alejandro Kirk finished with a top number of votes among American League catchers and advances into Phase 2. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. among first basemen, Bo Bichette among shortstops. A 2-1 pitch is driven to deep right field, out right down the line. It is foul. Matt Cross with that big full swing over near the Lake County bullpen, but in the end, it faded on him, and we'll try it again at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Oh, my goodness. How did that thing come all the way back? Foul.
Cross earlier this year had a 2-homer game for the Lugnuts against the Great Lakes Loons. Homered yesterday out to right. His home run here today was into the left field grandstand. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, nobody on. Jack DeGroat readies. Fires. That is hit high and deep, hooking out the left side. It falls for a base hit, and then on the warning track, overran by Cox. Picks it up, fires it in towards short. Matt Cross has a double. So forget trying to homer to right. How about you double to left for his second hit of the game? He is pounding it to all fields at the moment.
Man, going well when you go from a home run to a double. You know? Jeez, oh, Pete.
And he mishit it too, Adam. He didn't catch it right. Here's Joshuan Wright. Speaking of right, righty against righty, batting ninth. Runner at second, 2 outs. First pitch, low and away, ball one. Wright is 1 for 3 with an RBI single and a run scored back in the 4-run second. So, yes, on July the 5th, coming up in 2 days, phase 2 voting will begin. You can vote for the former Lugnuts, Alejandro Kirk, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Bo Bichette, to be American League All-Star starters. 1-0. Ball 2, low and away. I would expect, whether Kirk wins the All-Star voting or not at American League, that he's going to be an All-Star.
I think he's going to start.
I think he's got a great chance. 2-ball pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. What an amazing breakout season.
3 years ago, he was a Lansing Lugnut at low A baseball. That is incredible.
20 years old in 2019 out of Tijuana. And look what he's doing right now. 2-1, it's a hitter's pitch. And Wright takes a strike called on the outside corner. Boy, he thought that that pitch was outside.
You can see his bright white teeth with a sarcastic grin.
He generally smiles. Top of the order, and Drew Swift waiting on deck. At second, Cross. 2-2. That is outside, and the pitcher to Grote wanted the call, but Joshuan Wright looked it in. Nods, nods, nods. Absolutely. He's still nodding. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Joshuan saying, that's my man, Nathan Diedrich, calling balls and strikes. My man. 3-2 to Joshuan. Swing and a miss. DeGroat struck him out. A fastball away. Side retired in the top of the 8th inning. Which of these players will be on that All-Star ballot coming up 2-3 years down the road? Going to be fun to find out. Cross's double is wasted to the bottom of the 8th inning. Lugnuts 7, Captains 2.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Osvaldo Berríos came out of the Lugnuts bullpen, replacing Jake Walkinshaw. One batter into the bottom of the 4th inning. Walkinshaw walked Aaron Bradshaw, departed, and after that, Berríos a scoreless 4th. a scoreless fifth, a scoreless sixth, allowed a solo home run leading off the seventh. That's all. That's the only hit that he's allowed. He has walked two. He struck out six in his four innings out of the pen. And now first fifth, we open up the bottom of the eighth. But first, we're waiting. So they do something here in Lake County that might be my favorite in-between inning event in the entire league, just for its pure chaos nature. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. It's called Skipper's Fun Run. It delays the game every time, and there's a good reason. Righty deals to the lefty, Petey Halpin, low and away, ball one. Halpin, Rodriguez, Bracho here, 4-5-6 in the order. Petey Halpin's 0-2 with two groundouts and a walk. Barrios kicks and throws. Outside, two balls, no strikes. So Skipper's Fun Run. They mass all the kids in the ballpark and some parents out beyond the wall in straightaway center. The pitch. That too misses outside. Three balls and a strike. Out in center field to the right of the batter's eye, behind Lawrence Butler, they can open up the two padded areas, and there's a way to get in across the field. Halpin swinging away on 3-0, fouls it away to the left side, strike one. And they tell all the kids, all right, I want you to dash from where we are here in deepest center to third base to the stairway to leave the field. And you can imagine what happens. 3-1 pitch. Halpin takes ball four outside. And that is the third walk given out by Barrios. First batters aboard in the eighth inning. Adam, I love it because they open those gates up in center. And you never know what's going to happen. It's not like we've got, I don't know, border collies herding sheep. The kids do what the kids do. The pitch to Gabriel Rodriguez, outside corner, called strike. Not only do the kids, are they just running across the outfield and the infield in the middle of the game, here in the middle of the eighth inning. The parents are strolling along. Oh, one pitch is lined out to center field. Down for a base hit in front of Butler. He grabs. He gets it in. Halpin up to second on the Gabriel Rodriguez single. I have told the Lugnuts that I would love to bring the Fun Run somehow to Lansing, Michigan. It is a disaster. There's no way that you can execute it in time to get everybody off the field by the time the game is going to start. But it's the most memorable part of every Lake County Captains game for me.
Yeah, and I think you would have to have them leave the stadium to get down at the ramp to open up those gates to have them run across the outfield.
Aaron Bracho takes ball one inside.
Logistically, it would be tough.
Yes.
But it's a little bit more forgiving because you do have the walkway. You don't have just walking up the stairs. You got a little bit more room for people to go off the field. So,
right-handed pitcher sets, looks back, throws. Bracho takes a strike. Called on the outside corner. 2-1, none out. Lake County batting bottom of the eighth. They're down 7-2. Adam, the first time that you ever saw it, what was your reaction to seeing every single kid in all of East Lake, Ohio, exploding from the outfield wall? Swing and a miss on the off-speed. 1-2.
I thought the game's over, right? I mean, I've been conditioned to think when kids run the bases, it's after the game. So it's like, do we pack things up? Are we out of here? Game over?
They're not running the bases. They're literally streaming across the outfield. Barrios deals the 1-2. Bracho goes down swinging. Change of pace strikes him out. Strikeout number 7 for Barrios. One down in the eighth.
Oh, that was filthy from Osvaldo. He gets two runners on, base hit, and a walk, and comes right back with the strikeout. No panic for the right-hander.
His parents here in attendance, able to watch him in person for the first time all year, in from Puerto Rico. He deals to Connor Cox. Slider fouled off to the right side. Just watching one of the mothers of, I assume, one of the kids running, walking very calmly from center field off to the third baseline ramp. There just isn't enough time in the whole world to give everybody a chance. Barrios looks back, deals. 0-1 pitch is skied right side. The first baseman crosses the foul line. He's got the catch. And at second base, a fake of a tag up by Halpin. He's going nowhere. Cross runs it back into the infield. A strikeout and a foul out following the leadoff walk and the single. Two on, two out for Zach Fascia. I also just enjoy seeing all the kids, and you have no idea where they're going to go. And some are going to listen, and some might make a wrong turn.
You just don't know.
So that was the fun run in the middle of the eighth. And now, Fascia against Barrios. First pitch, ground ball foul, pulled up the right side. Seven runs on 11 hits and no errors for the Lugnuts. You know, we've seen some really clean baseball in this series. I'm going back and looking at it, Adam. I think that we've seen only one error committed by each team in this series. An 0-1 pitch on its way. Fouled off into the netting on the left side. Look at this. How about the defense that we have seen here in Lake County? It's true. You go back to the very first game of the series. Lugnuts made one error. Captains made one error. Error-free games the last four. And once again here today, two runs, six hits for the Captains. 0-2 pitch from Barrios. Fascia lays off a slider down and in, smothered by Jared McDonald.
Can't beat clean games. Go out there, pitch it, hit it, play good D. We're rolling along here, and Lugnuts have played a really good game again today so far, and trying to close this one out.
Halpin at second, Rodriguez at first, two outs. 1-2, swing and a miss, a back foot slider. Fascia went down to one knee, came up empty, and that's eight strikeouts for Barrios. Two in the fourth, two in the sixth, two in the seventh, and now two in the eighth to Strand two. Onward to the ninth, the Lugnuts seven, the Captains two.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks? Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking? Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go Nuts!
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Top of the order for the Lugnuts, top of the ninth. 7-2 Nuts lead, last chance to add some insurance. They'll have to do it, though, against a really good right-hander. Trey Benton has come on.
Yeah, the 15th round selection in 2019 out of East Carolina. What's up, go Pirates? And Mr. Benton with an ERA just up over one in eight appearances this year.
Fires to Drew Swift, the first batter in the order. Outside ball one. With Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Swift, Butler, McDonald. 1-2-3. Lawrence Butler, the man on deck, is a triple away from the cycle. A ball and offering to Drew Swift. Here it comes. Line drive up the middle of base in the center field. And it hooked on Petey Halpin. Started left to field it. Heads back to his right to glove and get it in. Drew Swift has a leadoff single.
And he deserves that one. I mean, he's been barreling up some balls and not finding grass, but he does there and earns himself a two-hit game.
When Benton pitched earlier in this series, he allowed two hits. And one of them was by this man. Lawrence Butler got him for a single and scored a run against Benton, the first earned run that he had allowed here in the Midwest League. Roddy deals to the left-handed batter. Three hits today for Butler. Takes the off-speed inside, ball one. Now Lawrence Butler in the first inning struck out in the high fastball. Hit a three-run homer in the second. Single to right field in the fifth and double to left center in the seventh. Triple away. Swift at first. Nobody out. Benton holds, throws. Fouled up and away off to the left side. This feels like a difficult ballpark to hit a triple if you hit it to the alleyways, left center or right center, and fielders are playing straight up. But if Lawrence Butler hit it right down the line into the Lake County pen, that's three bases. And he's done that already in this series. The 1-1, Swift runs. Butler takes a called strike. Throw down, air mails into center field. Swift stays at second base. Halpin was on it in a hurry to underhand it in. Drew Swift's 12th stolen base of the year.
That's great stuff from Swift. 12 for 13 now and in scoring position for a hopeful triple. Jesse, do you know who leads the Lansing Lugnuts in triples this year?
Is that Lawrence Butler?
That is. Three of them, as you mentioned. He had the third one earlier this week.
He's in a 1-2 hole right now because he was taking the whole way to allow Drew Swift the steal. On the pitch was in the zone. Trey Benton is a strikeout pitcher. Benton at 6-4. Bent over, gets his sign, straightens up, looks at Swift. Deals. Swing and a miss. He strike him out. Off speed down, picked up by Fascia, applies the tag. Butler gone on strikes. So a three-hit game for Lawrence, 3-for-5. Likely that his final at-bat. And the batter will be Jared McDonald with one out in the ninth. Let's do some Lugnuts trivia. Adam gave you the question earlier on in this game. Righty-righty. Swept at second, 7-2 nuts. And the pitch to Jared McDonald. Fastball high. Adam, what was that question?
Question was, Gene Nelson, the reliever for the Athletics, did something that most position players get as a stat. It's a unique stat for a pitcher. What was it that he did back on this day in 1988 against the Blue Jays?
What a fascinating question. The pitch to Jared McDonald. He takes down low and away. Two balls and no strikes. We did not have any correct answers sent in.
Yeah, this is a tough one. Gene, Jesse, stole a base while pinch running for Don Baylor in that 9-8 wacky 16-inning win over the Blue Jays, becoming the first American League pitcher to steal a base since Blue Moon Odom in 73.
That's so cool. The ball to pitch outside and then out of the mid of the catcher fascia, but it stayed right there. Blue Moon Odom, so stealing a base, you're saying it happens once in a blue moon?
Yes, it does. Kind of like what you were talking about earlier with a 9 RBI performance by a pitcher and 2 grand slams in the same day.
Tony Cloninger, man, oh man.
July 3rd, what a day for pitchers.
Pretty darn great. A 3-ball pitch. McDonald taking all the way. Strike called. Fastball in the outside corner. As we look down to the Lugnuts pen, it's Angelo Infante who is warming. So what do you think? Is Osvaldo Berríos done?
Yeah, I think so. 5 innings complete. He did his job today.
Benton brings a 3-1. Inside corner, strike 2 called. And Adam, you were watching Berríos as he left the mound.
Yeah, his family sitting right behind home plate and blew a kiss back to his mom and dad as he exited the field. Pretty special moment for the Puerto Rican.
5 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, 3 walks, 8 strikeouts. Brilliant relief. A 3-2. Outside ball 4. Jared McDonald earlier in the series drew 3 walks in a game. Told his teammates he had never had that happen in his life. And today, he has drawn 3 more walks in a game. In the first inning, in the 7th inning, when he stole his 2nd career professional base. And now in the 9th, he receives his 3rd walk.
So there you go. In 1 week, he's had a 3-homer game for the first time in his career. And for the first time in his career, he's stolen a base and had 3 walks in a game.
Yeah, 2 3-walk games and a 3-homer game in the same series. This feels like a Barry Bonds series.
I'm telling you, he's not going to want to go home.
Does he want to do a double steal right now with Drew Swift? Is he feeling feisty?
Yeah.
Jack Winkler's the batter. Righty-righty. First pitch, A breaking ball, snapping in for a called strike one.
I mean, I think you should do it one more time. Same thing. When Winkler was up earlier, it happened.
It was Lawrence Butler at second and Jared McDonald at first base, and they pulled off the double steal. Here it's Swift at second, McDonald at first. 7-2, Lugnuts in the ninth. The 0-1 from Benton. On its way. Swing and a miss by Winkler. Fastball by him. Jack is 1-for-3 with a walk, a flyout, a fielder's choice grounder, and a two-run single. Now, I was looking things up earlier. Jack Winkler has not had a hit all season in the eighth or ninth inning. The pitch fouled away off to the right side. This would be a fine time for it. Combined all of his at-bats for the year in eighth and ninth innings, and he's 0-for-22. Kevin Richards is waiting on deck. Winkler, the cleanup hitter, supplied the Lugnuts sixth and seventh runs of the game back in the seventh inning. Now here in the ninth, 2-1, one out. And 0-2. That's fouled back. Try it again. 5:00 of this game, the Lugnuts hit the road back home. About 3.5-4 hours to Lansing, Michigan. We'll see what kind of traffic there is on the road. And then 7:05 p.m. tomorrow night, Mac Lardner gets the ball. Lugnuts hosting the Great Lakes Loons on the 4th of July. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball high from Benton. Ball one.
Shouldn't be much, right? You think most people have already made it to their up north spots or their family visits for the weekend with tomorrow off?
I would think so. Swift away from second. McDonald from first. Second baseman Bracho swung to his right. Benton's pitch. Shot down toward third, off the glove of Rodriguez in a left field. That's a base hit. Swift dashes around third. The throw for the plate, tagged by Fashion, not in time. He slides in feet first safely to second base McDonald on the Winkler RBI single. There's his first hit in the late innings this year. It's his third RBI, and the Lugnuts lead 8-2.
Last two hits of this game for Winkler have been excellent. Gets the two-run single in the seventh with two outs. Then comes through here, as Jesse, you mentioned. First hit late in the game, and the Nuts adding some insurance here and still an opportunity for more.
Doing it with two strikes as well. And now Kevin Richards. Richards earlier today snapped an 0-for-18 slump with a single. He's 1-for-4. Has a lot of power from the right side. 2-1, only one out. Benton deals. Fouled back over our heads. Strike one. Elsewhere in the Midwest League, West Michigan is tattooing Fort Wayne. The score is 12-2. They're in the bottom of the fifth inning from LMCU Ballpark. The Whitecaps scored 2 in the first, 4 in the second, and 6 in the third. Tough start to the second half for the Tin Caps. And 0-1 from Benton now. Kevin Richards swings and misses the off-speed down. No balls and two strikes. Peoria, meanwhile, just took the lead at Quad Cities with two runs in the top of the second inning. 2-0 Chiefs. Top of the second inning in Beloit. Sky Carp up early on South Bend, 3-0. Great Lakes hosted a game much earlier today. Maybe they had some afternoon fireworks. Loon scored 6 in the bottom of the ninth and walked off with an 11-8 win over Dayton. Wow. They were down 8-5, going to the bottom of the ninth inning, and they stunned the Dragons. Cedar Rapids, meanwhile, beaten by Wisconsin 5-4. Trey Benton readies. 0-2. Richards grounds it foul over his manager pole and bouncing up the left side. So Dayton brought an 8-5 lead to the bottom of the ninth inning, and they brought in Donovan Benoit. Remember, Benoit had a really good arm. Well, in the bottom of the ninth inning was treacherous. 0-2 pitch for Richards. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Benton strikes him out. Out number two on the top of the ninth inning. Now Patrick McCall. Lugnuts leading here 8-2. Kekai Rios led off with a single. Alex DeJesus singled with one out. Johnny DeLuca then hit a two-run double, and the Dayton lead was down to 8-7. Jose Ramos walked. Imanol Vargas then singled. That loaded up the bases. Ismael Alcantara was called out on strikes for the second out. And so bottom of the ninth, two outs. Aldrich DeJong hit a walk-off grand slam on a 3-1 pitch off Donovan Benoit. Great Lakes 11, Dayton 8. How about that for some drama? Dragons at one point had led that game 7-0. Patrick McCall waits, first pitch. Down low, ball one. And Adam and I are probably going to hear all about that because the Great Lakes Loons, following the conclusion of that walk-off win, headed down south, and we shall see them tomorrow night. It's not what Jack Buck meant when he said, we'll see you tomorrow night, but we could say that same thing to the Loons. Ball one pitch to the left-handed batter. McCall swings right through a fastball. One ball and one strike. The Loons overall for the year are 19 games above 500 at 47-28, dropping the Dragons to 43-32. Here's the pitch. McCall lays off down low. Two balls and one strike.
Those pesky Loons.
Yeah. Feel like the Lugnuts usually have more success against them than other squads around the league.
They seem to play the Captains and the Loons the best. And the Dragons.
Yes. McDonald at second, Winkler at first. The pitch, McCall grounds it foul at home plate. Well, Great Lakes 7-2 here in the second half. The Whitecaps are 5-3. With the Loons already punching a playoff berth, West Michigan, therefore, is in the top position. But then again, we're only a week into this second half. Lake County is 4-4, albeit they're currently trailing the Lugnuts 8-2. Then Dayton at 4-5, Fort Wayne at 2-6, and the Lugnuts at 2-6. Watch out for the Lugnuts, though. 2-2 pitch. Trey Benton delivers. McCall hits a fly ball out to center, but there's Petey Halpin. Drifting left, makes the catch, side, retired. For the Lugnuts in the top of the ninth inning, one run on two hits and a walk. Jack Winkler singling home Drew Swift. Two left on. We're going to the bottom of the ninth inning, and the Lugnuts lead is 8-2 at Classic Park.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
I Angelo Infante takes over for the Lugnuts as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Lugnuts leading 8-2. On the first pitch from Infante, called a strike on the outside corner to Corey Holland. 1-for-3 with two strikeouts and a home run. 8-2 Lugnuts, three outs away. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jackson. Holland takes a ball loan away. And to Adam now for more on Angelo.
Yeah, Angelo is still trying to bring that ERA down, just up over 6.5, but he's been their saves guy, non-save situation, but 6-for-7 in those this year, giving up 18 earned runs, 24 strikeouts, 13 walks for the righty.
A 1-1. Holland bounces it foul off to the left side, strike two. Home run by Corey Holland, the only run allowed by Osvaldo Berríos. 5 innings, 2 hits, that 1 run. 3 walks and 8 strikeouts in relief of Jake Walkinshaw, who fired the first 3 innings, plus 1 batter. Here's the pitch. That's popped up in the air and foul, soaring off to the right and out of play. Martinez on deck, then Naranjo. That's the top part of the Lake County order. Lugnuts win would clinch a series split. The pitch, fastball, just a little up, aimed for the outside corner. Lugnuts split a series here with Lake County at the very end of April. Here's the toss. Slider is hooked to left field. Does it hang up? No, it falls in front of McCall for a base hit. Patrick lobs in for short, a leadoff single for Holland. And now to the top of the order, and Angel Martinez. That is just the 7th hit of the game for the captains. First game of the series, it was Lake County holding off the Lugnuts 4-2. Then a slugfest on Wednesday, 14-10, the Caps triumphed. Lugnuts came right back with a 10-3 rout on Thursday. The pitch to Martinez. Strike called on the inside corner. And then after the Friday rainout, yesterday a doubleheader split. Rodney Boone, a complete game shutout in game 1, 8-0 captains. Lugnuts came right back. Matt Cross knocked in 4 and a 4-2 win. A 1 pitch, down low, off speed. And here, the Lugnuts are leading 8-2. 4 in the second, 1 in the fourth, 2 in the seventh, and 1 in the ninth. And for the Caps, just 1 in the bottom of the second, and 1 in the bottom of the 7th, and that is all. Infante delivers a 1-1. Fouled off to the netting. Strike 2. Martinez is 0-for-3 with a walk. One of the top prospects in the Cleveland Guardians organization, only 20 years of age. Holland, a speedster, shortly at first base. 1-2. Up high.
That was right there. Close.
Joe Naranjo's waiting on deck. Even yesterday, even the victory for the Lugnuts in game 2, it didn't come easy. The bases were loaded in the bottom of the ninth when the Lugnuts won. The pitch. Martinez takes down and in. Ball 3. I should say the bottom of the 7th for a doubleheader. Three balls and 2 strikes. Last time that we saw Infante pitching for the Lugnuts, he allowed a 2-run homer in the Lugnuts' 10-3 win on Thursday. He fires. That is shot foul up the right side. Let's try it again on 3-2.
I think like we saw yesterday with Trayson Kubo. Just go give him that fastball and challenge him.
That's right. Infante has the sign. Set away from his body. Kicks, deals. Line drive foul up the left side. And off into the crowd, then skipping right back out toward the third base coach and manager, Greg DiCenzo. After the conclusion of this game, the Lugnuts and the Captains meet up only 3 more times this year. July 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at Lansing. 3-2. Foul to the screen. Those three games follow the All-Star break.
They complete the back half of the first three games to open the 2022 season.
That's right. To be continued. Oh, wait, let's continue.
Maybe the longest series in history, finally, a few months later.
3-2. Line drive, hooked down the right field line, foul. And into the captain's bullpen.
That breaking ball, he's just seeing too well. I think he's got to stick fastball against Martinez.
All right. And by the way, the Lugnuts, six-game series coming up against the Loons. Tomorrow, day off Tuesday. And then the series continues Wednesday through Sunday. Then six games at Fort Wayne, July the 12th through July the 17th, before the All-Star break, then the three games against Lake County. 3-2 once again. Hit in the air, slicing out to left field. McCall fades back on the track, reaches up to make the catch. And back to first base, Holland. That is out number one of the bottom of the ninth. Lugnuts leading 8-2. That ball carried.
16 pitches later, he's got his first out. Lengthy at bat with Hollins, base hit, and then a 10-pitch AB with Martinez before finally getting that long out, but did get him, and that's a big first out.
So here's Joe Naranjo. Left-handed batter, righty delivers, slider, low and in, ball one. Naranjo has singled, struck out twice, and walked. Runner at first base, Holland. Held on by Cross. Infante sets, throws. Around the outside corner. Two balls and no strikes. We are right now approximately 2 hours and 46 minutes into this game. Still blue skies above. Fonte throws, misses low and in. Three balls and no strikes. Just a quick word, Adam. Mark Budzinski used to be the manager here for the Lake County Captains. It was announced that he and his wife lost their oldest daughter, announced by the Blue Jays earlier today. So we're thinking about the Budzinski family. Ball four inside from Infante, and down to first base, Naranjo. Holland up to second. This was where I first met Budzinski, working with him as visiting media and him managing the Lake County Captains, and then I met him again with the Toronto Blue Jays. And you cannot find anybody with a negative word to say about him. Just in speaking with the Lake County media and their dealings with him and working with him and his family, and what a terrible tragedy that has happened with the Budzinskis.
Yeah, it sounds like she was pretty young, too, really sad today to get that news.
So reverberating around Toronto and the Cleveland organization, too. They know him well. Alexi Planez swings and fouls back a slider. Strike one. Sometimes life invades upon baseball. And sometimes that's for a positive, and sometimes that's for the worst things you can imagine. 2-1, one out, 0-1, low. One ball, one strike. Eight to two, Lugnuts, last of the ninth. A double play ball would end the game. Naranjo at first, Holland at second. Infante to Planez. Fly ball, center field. Butler started back, now to his left. Grapevines comes in and makes the catch. Gets it into short. Naranjo back to first, Holland back to second. That flyout supplies at number two. It's Petey Halpin who steps up as Lake County's last chance. Halpin is 0 for 2, a ground out, a pop out, and a couple of base on balls. Two on, two out. Right-hander throws. Left-handed batter takes a changeup low. I had the chance earlier this series to have a great conversation sitting down with Angelo Infante. Adam, you know that one of my questions I love to ask is, besides baseball, what else do you enjoy? And I found out that he loves history. 1-0 pitch. Halpin swings, flies it out to center field. Back goes Butler. Back he goes. It's down for a base hit, slicing away from him. This scores one run. A windmill for Naranjo. He's coming in to score. Halpin stops at second. A two-run double. And Lake County trails 8-4. Now Gabriel Rodriguez. That ball just kept on slicing away from the center fielder Butler. And the pitching coach Don Schulze goes out for a mound visit.
I was going to say, Petey Halpin, not an easy out with a couple guys on base, and the Lugnuts have got away with allowing a few runners today in half innings where Lake County has not taken advantage. Lake County has left two runners stranded on in three separate half innings, and Halpin was not to be denied his final time at the plate.
Schulze visiting. You know what I can use this time for, Adam? Everyone deserves a great smile, and Grubaugh Orthodontics is here to help you, Lansing Lugnuts fans. Grubaugh Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with Grubaugh's affordable payment plans. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Lansing area, they love to see Lugnuts fans smile with confidence. Get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourgrubaughorthodontics.com and book your free consult. Grubaugh, G-R-U-B-A-U-G-H, grubaughorthodontics.com. The batter's Gabriel Rodriguez with Petey Halpin at second. Two outs, bottom of the ninth. Captains trailing the Lugs 8-4. Ground ball hit down toward third. Wright comes in, charges, gloves, throws. He's out at first base. And this ball game is over. The Lugnuts in the end double up Lake County by the final score of 8-4. For Lake County in the bottom of the ninth inning, against Angelo Infante, they score two runs on two hits and a walk. One runner left in scoring position. The Lugnuts and Captains have this six-game series.
Well, it's a great finish to this series, Jesse. We opened the broadcast talking about the Nuts. They lost seven in a row coming into Thursday's game. They finished the week winning three of their final four against the Lake County team that sits above 500. And Lansing now will head home on July 4th tomorrow to welcome in the first-place Loons. But it is going to be a feel-good story headed home for the Nuts with the way they finished this series.
Where do you want to begin with the Lugnuts star players in this game?
I mean, I think you got to start with Osvaldo Berríos. The way that he commanded things on the mound today and kept this Lake County team in check through the middle innings. Jake Walkinshaw gets through three innings, only gives up the run, and then Berríos comes in and shuts the door outside of a Corey Hollins leadoff home run in that seventh inning. Berríos, how about eight strikeouts, worked around a few walks. He was tremendous today, Jesse. Maybe his best outing. And the cherry on top, his parents getting opportunity to watch him pitch for the first time this year as they were in attendance.
And then on the offensive side, how about Lawrence Butler and, let me add in, Matt Cross and Jack Winkler.
I mean, Matt Cross, first two hits of the week, home runs. His third hit, a double after he just missed a third home run, the pitch prior, and you said it, with Lawrence Butler, they've certainly missed his offense a couple of days as he went down. Precautionary, feeling better today, and he goes a triple short of the cycle, and pretty impressive. Lansing puts up eight runs on 13 hits and arguably doesn't have their best hitter in the lineup in Tyler Soderstrom today.
No Soderstrom, no Maciel, no Denzel Clark. No worries. Lugnuts improved to 3-6, 28-47 here in the second half and overall for the year. Captains fall to 4-5 and 39-36 for the year. Eight runs, 13 hits, and no errors for the Nuts. Seven runners left on base. On the other side for the Captains, four runs on eight hits, no errors, and 10 runners left on the bases. So, officially the time of the game, 2 hours and 52 minutes before a crowd today of 5,641. Berríos with the win, now 2-8, and the loss goes to Tommy Mays, the Lake County starter, who falls to 0-4. Tomorrow, Mac Lardner, 7:05, Lugnuts Loons. I have heard, Adam, that we will see some fireworks.
Yes, we will. Hopefully see some on the diamond as well, but usually we'll known to see them in the outfield and beyond the outfield, depending on the length of the game with the city fireworks. It is always an awesome experience, July 4th in Lansing, and special that we get to experience it again tomorrow.
Cannot wait. For Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Once again, your final score from Lake County. The Lugnuts 8, the Captains 4. We wish you well this weekend and onward. On to the 4th of July, we march. This has been Lugnuts Baseball. Take care from East Lake, Ohio, and Lake County.